You're very good, Drew. You're very good, you.
That's right.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
It's all downhill now.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, high point of my day when I get to say, stadium announcer, Philip, Robert, Jonathan, Hockenstein.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Look at you two. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Look at you.
Look at you. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gelman and all the ships at sea. And now, to send all their sympathy to the widow Imus, it's Con Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and Bowen.
Thank you for listening, everybody. It's a new episode, of course. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday, and it is June 20, year 2000. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Right, Timmy. Phone number 877-365-3636. That phone number is valid from any of the over 60 stations that carry this show every day, including the Jolt in Tucson.
Wow.
Where we were misinformed yesterday that they're going to run it on tape delay so it could be heard in the afternoon. They have seen the wisdom in that error, and they've now moved the show live so the good people of Tucson, Arizona can join in on the fun. We're on every day from noon till 4 on the Jolt in Tucson, Arizona.
The Jolt, it sounds like an FM station.
Don't know, Mike.
We don't know what it is, right?
Betting that it's from Westwood One, I would bet it's probably a broke dick AM station.
But Jolt.
Right, so listen, hello everybody. First, what the hell's wrong with people? The Lakers win, and of course, as is the custom now in America,
yes,
we have a goddamn riot. And the thing that I found most interesting about the Laker riot was, you know, I stayed up and watched the game, and I watched it on the NBC affiliate from Los Angeles. And right after the game, they cut to the helicopter outside where they had guys overturning cars and setting cars on fire. And
very, very happy. And that's what you do to show your joy.
My question is, you got these people who are out in the street setting police cars on fire, turning cars over, turning over news vehicles. Do you know how many people were arrested yesterday?
How many?
Zero.
Zippy?
Zero.
Really?
How do you make no arrests at all during that riot?
I think it's very similar to when those ladies were running through Central Park. You've got the mob mentality.
Right.
And it's difficult to single out people when the mob is going wild, baby.
Well, it was just
wild.
It was ridiculous. No,
anybody hurt?
For all the goofing, I don't think so.
Not that we know of, but 11 people have now been arrested, and 3 of them are facing felony charges, so a few did get caught.
Well, then that is new news from the last time that I heard on ESPN.
So I'd be really hot if my car got turned over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, imagine you're a big Laker fan, you go out there and your team wins the championship, and you're all excited, and you go out and it's like, look at my car! Look at my car!
They were interviewing a bunch of the people inside the stadium who were afraid to leave.
Yes.
And you know that the poor Pacers, they get their asses kicked.
Right.
They go through all the news conferences where everybody says, hey, you're big losers, you know, congratulations, you're second place. Then they get on the bus, they go home, and they have to sit on the bus for 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Waiting for the melee to end.
In the underbelly of the Staples Center, waiting for the riots to end.
You know, it's all about, isn't it all about police allocation? It's all about having enough guys at the location.
They had lots of them there, and
they did.
I watched the riot live last night on Channel 4.
Where were the cops?
In Southern California. They were lined up on the street. What they did was, the people were out there, and they knew that the Lakers were going to win, and the crowd started to form with about 10 minutes left in the game. As they cut to the helicopter shot outside the arena after the Lakers won...
Love that LA TV.
People started turning cars over, and they set a bonfire in the street, and guys were dancing, all wearing the Kobe jerseys. Guys were dancing around, and the cops... we're in two gigantic Gestapo-like lines at each end of the block, just standing there.
Doing nothing.
Just watching it.
I guess they don't want it to escalate.
Trying to contain it.
Yeah, wait, listen. Who the hell is the police chief? Tom Gavin? I mean, you got guys setting cars on fire.
I think you can thank your favorite mayor for this. Way back in 1968, he's the reason. He went overboard. He went too far.
Are you going to say the D word?
Mayor Richard Daley.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
You know, it's only
that man's a god.
It's only recently.
Richard Daley had the right idea.
It's only recently that I knew of your passion for the late Mayor Richard Daley. And, you know, remember him in 68 in the streets?
Well, he got things done, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He kicked some ass.
Remember him at that I'm old enough to remember that convention when he's back there and there. And some speaker at the Democratic convention was making a comment about how bad the Gestapo tactics in the street. I forgot who it was. And then you see Daley, like his little no-neck with all his henchmen around him. And they're all going, yeah, to hell with you. Like that guy that flipped you off at Wild World, you know.
You go to hell, you.
That old man with a Johnny Rebbe.
Well, don't you ever mention his name again on this show, Mike.
The sacred name of Richard Daley.
He's a deity on this show. He's a god, Richard Daley.
So you're saying if he was mayor of Los Angeles, that wouldn't have happened.
The first fire that would have set, those cops wouldn't have been using rubber bullets.
Right.
Please, everybody. Rubber bullets.
Yeah, rubber bullets.
Please, rubber bullets.
They hurt.
Boing. Boing.
Ouch.
Don't shoot somebody. Shoot them with a gun.
You can get killed with a rubber bullet.
Yeah.
If it hits you in the temple.
Didn't happen last night.
No.
They weren't taking G. Gordon Liddy's advice. They weren't shooting for the head last night when those guys were overturning cars. And they ran an ad with Shaq with like 5 minutes left in the game that ran just on local L.A. TV because I was watching it on the satellite.
Right.
Where it had Shaq, who, you know, is just like the dumbest athlete in the world and just cannot talk his way out of a paper bag, mumbling through this announcement about how everybody in Los Angeles won't be proud. It's our city. Celebrate, but do it in your own home. Thank you.
Well, it worked.
And then they cut.
It worked.
After the tape of Shaq, they cut to a tape of Ron Harper. And I started goofing on Ron Harper until I realized that Ron Harper is partially deaf.
Oh, he is. So that's why he sounds the way he sounds?
It was Shaq doing an announcement. Then it was Ron.
Was Ron Harper saying the same thing for everybody just to calm down?
It was Ron Harper, who used to play with the Bulls.
Right.
Who Phil Jackson brought to the Lakers. Hey, this is Ron Harper of the Lakers. Be proud of the city of angels. I was watching.
So all these public service announcements were designed to calm people down?
Yeah, except the people who were seeing the announcements were the people who were watching the game at home.
And Shaq's car was one of the ones that got pounced on by the crowd.
People, was it really?
People actually, when he was leaving...
Shaq Daddy's car.
Yeah, he and his entourage in their car. The car was pounced on and beat upon by the crowd that surrounded it.
Well, I wouldn't F with Shaq's car, especially if Shaq was in it.
Yeah, how'd they get to Shaq's car? Isn't there any security there?
Apparently not.
I mean, don't the players' car... Well, no, I guess at some of those places, like I know at the old Cap Center, the cars were, you know, right out there for everybody to see. Right.
Same way the old Redskins Stadium at RFK. They just had a parking lot that had, like, a wire fence around the players' parking lot.
You see, at Fenway Park, old, you know, decrepit, antiquated Fenway Park up in Boston, they put the players' cars, like, in a gulag. You couldn't get to the players' car, really. I mean, you have to, like, look beyond this barbed wire, and you can't get to them at all. But, of course, they have to... It's a small stadium. And they're right there. So as soon as they open the gate, it's like,
hats off, incidentally, to your Boston Red Sox, Mike.
They did it again, Don.
Super game last night.
And they did it against the fabulous New York Yankees.
My favorite team.
22.
Pounded the snot out of the Red Sox last night.
The Yankees beat the Red Sox 22-1.
22-1 last night.
So looking at the box score today, just want to go out and say hi to my favorite pitcher for the Red Sox, knuckleballer Tim Wakefield.
Hello.
Good job.
Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, Buzz took my story. I was going to talk about how they tried to roll the daddy's car with him in it, man. I mean, great freaking fans.
You know, that takes some balls.
He was in it and they were trying to roll it over?
That takes some balls, man. If you walk up to a car and you see a Shaq in that car, you got to be drunk out of your mind if you're going to try to roll Shaq's car. With Shaq in it?
Especially in L.A., man. Show a little respect because I'm the finals for you.
You know, it's total lack of control. That's what it is. Yeah, I'm sure that they did it out of joy. They're like, it's Shaq! Shaq!
Shaq, and then they just are like, Shaq, we love you, Shaq, and then the car starts probably getting bounced up, and it's like, Shaq, he's gonna get rolled over.
The people who are outside doing that, we're not Laker fans, they're hoodlums. They're looking for a chance to set stuff on fire and to roll cars.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you didn't
God love them.
You didn't see Diane Cannon out there rolling a car. You didn't see Penny Marshall or Gary Marshall out there setting a trash can on fire. You
didn't see Jack Nicholson rolling a car.
Right.
He's probably rolling something else.
I can't believe the police didn't, you know, couldn't understand it. This is probably going to happen. There's 5,000 people.
They knew it was going to happen. I'm telling you.
They're all drunk.
They were lined up on the sides of the street. They knew it was going to happen.
I know. This isn't anything new. By the halftime, they should have known what was going to happen.
This isn't anything new. They always know it's going to happen. It always happens. What the police do is they look at this and they say, look, if we go in and we break somebody's head open,
kick some ass,
this will turn from, you know, bonfire and turning cars over to people running and attacking the police. So the police go, hey, let the idiots have their 2 hours.
That's wrong.
I know it's wrong.
That's wrong. That's why Richard Daley was a great man. God rest his soul. Richard Daley. Crack a few heads open.
If you were king,
restore some order.
I've never asked you what you would do. What would your policy be about fan celebrations if you in the
public
kingdom?
Castration?
Public by anybody participating?
Yes.
What about people that are just walking out? Like, say two people are walking out. They've enjoyed the game, and all of a sudden they get swept up in the crowd, and they in one of your masks.
Off with their nuts.
Wow, that's strict.
Off with the nuts
for the greater good.
Yes.
That is going to be your theme song.
That's it.
For the greater good.
That's my motto. Mike, you've just given me my motto.
Well, you probably have one public castration after a fan celebration. There would be. No more.
Leisure cams for oldsters.
Right.
Public castrations after riots at sporting events.
Then, like, when they win the championship, the basketball championship, you'd get golf applause. It was just like... And then it would stop, and you'd see all the fans start filing out.
It would be a better world.
Quietly.
Single file. Hello, Don and Mike show.
No talking.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, let me ask you this. I mean, you're the Pacers in a bus. Pretty large vehicle. You know, Shaq Daddy's probably got an SUV or something like that.
Well, Shaq Daddy's got like a Hummer or something like that. Some gigantic, big-ass car.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why is it illegal? You got a bunch of people breaking the law, smashing your car, rioting. You can't run them over? You got a bus.
You know, I would venture to say that you would probably be able to make a pretty good court case if you felt like your life was in danger and you ran people over.
Larry Bird in the back. I said drive. I said drive. I want to go back to Indiana. I said drive.
Well, that's my suggestion.
Do you hear me? Drive.
Just running them in, running over people like they're bugs.
Larry Bird taking the wheel himself.
Boom, 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 boom. You know,
Hello from the Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you the craziest thing. I don't know if you saw it, was the cops lined up on their motorcycles, and they started, like, charging the crowd from the outside in. They'd send, like, the outside guy on the bikes toward the crowd, but they did, like, this daisy chain thing, like they were practicing for the Rose Parade or something.
Yeah, it was like synchronized swimming, where some of them would come forward.
They did, like, this weaving thing, like, look what we can do on our bikes. Right. The only thing missing was the red hair and the big floppy nose and stuff, you know, from, like, the Ringling Brothers.
They're making, like, a big S shape with their motorcycle.
You know what amazes me, though? This is the LAPD. LAPD never screws up.
Never.
They're the best.
Yeah, really.
So anyway, you know, I don't know why we insist on doing that in America, but we do.
Yes.
And now it's over.
You know where they don't really, and I know that, you know, everybody's going to say, oh, come on, New York fans. But in New York City, when they win a championship, the team in New York, they know that the next day or whatever, a day or two after, they're going to have the big ticker tape.
Right.
And then everybody comes out and you bring your kids out and it's a big deal. And
unless you're a member of the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, then you have it in the parking lot.
Then you know you're going to have your big parade in the parking
Meadowlands.
In the parking lot of the Meadowlands. Now, if ever there was a reason to riot, that's a reason to riot. If you're a Devils fan and your big party for winning the Stanley Cup is in the goddamn parking lot of the arena.
You know what you could do, though? Then you could just take, if you were king, you take your big giant oversized bulldozers and push the rioting fans into the reeds.
You might have a place in my cabinet, Mike.
Yeah, I don't like the big fan celebrations either. I don't like them. In fact, I'd take care of that personally for you.
Wow.
I'd love to be head of your secret police.
You got it.
Be wonderful.
You got it.
I'd like that for a while.
Get you a nice sharp uniform.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, you can dress cash like you are today.
Like today?
Shorts and sandals.
Excellent.
A Hawaiian shirt. Just give you a big, like, Andy and Mayberry badge. And you could be the sheriff without a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Andy of Mayberry.
And I would run such a tight operation. And the minions would know that when I'm walking in that I wouldn't need a gun.
Because I was, you know, because I ran such a tight ship.
You're covered.
Running your kingdom.
And then you have the public castrations. Mm-hmm. Oh, you do that before the ring ceremony.
Yes.
You know, when the Lakers get their rings.
We're very happy today. The Los Angeles Lakers, world champions, champions of the world, the NBA. But before we give them their rings, well, you might remember there were a few fans that got just a little out of line.
And you get like one of those guillotines, like the kind that magicians use.
Right.
Where they put,
right.
Where they put an onion in between to show that it works. Uh-huh. And they cut off the onion. You have each of the guys come up and put their nuts in the hole. And then you cut off nuts.
Mm-hmm. Six fans just went a little too far. We're going to bring them up here right now. No! No!
And now let's welcome your world champion, Los Angeles Lakers. And maybe you let Shaq actually pull the string for the first castration.
Nice.
Let Kobe pull the string if he wants.
Absolutely.
You know, have Phil Jackson underneath with a big, like, basket, like a peach basket, collecting all of the nuts. And you could toss the castrated nuts to the fans as souvenirs.
Yeah, and for those of you that would think that they'd be, and it would be medically supervised, you immediately would go with the towel to the groin as they're screaming. And then you'd say, you know, for those people that think it's a little too inhumane, you give them season tickets because they've learned their lesson.
Sorry, Mike. No.
Oh, see, you always just have to be such a taskmaster.
And
maybe I wouldn't do well as head of your season.
And we would have to go to council. We would have to have some debate about the towels.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know about the towels.
You just remember, though, you got to be cruel to the people that have them love you.
I think they would love me.
Yeah.
I think they would love me as their king when they knew that there would be no more rioting in the streets after teams win major sporting events. And Rob, congratulations.
Yeah?
You're my official commissioner of all hatred.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
You're in charge of hating all people.
Thank Rob and I would like have a, Rob and I would have a plot to have each other killed the first week. we'd have a serious plot to have each other killed. It would be very dangerous. You know?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don Mike.
Hey.
Another debate between the king of hatred and the king of the secret police.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike show. You are on the air. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi, buddy.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hey, did you guys catch that when Jack Nicholson said, I was the first one to shake Larry Bird's hand?
No, I did not see that.
Did you catch that?
It sounds like quite a moment.
Did not. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey. I know. See what you can
do. Oh, that's another thing I'm going to outlaw when I'm king.
Yes.
As much of a convenience as they are, people with cell phones will not be allowed to call radio shows.
Yeah, and cell phones, I'm a big believer that if you're dialing somebody up and you get that as it's making the connection, just hang up.
Yeah,
right. Start again out of courtesy, and especially for this show, might be a new rule we have to implement.
You know, that reminds me about something for your birthday I wanted to ask you about. Oh, and I want to make sure, I'm going to forget this. I want to say hello and much love to my father-in-law, Pop-Pop, who is finally, after 45 days, out of the hospital.
All right.
Way
to go, Les.
He's doing great. I know he's sitting at home with his big Bob Hope headphones on right now listening to the show. So
Les, I hope you're getting well fast. I'm glad you're out of the hospital.
Yeah, that was a really a great bit of news that we got.
Nothing like getting out of the hospital, that's for sure.
I must come up with a job for you in my new reign of terror.
Minister of greeting cards?
No, unfortunately, he'd have to be your propaganda minister.
I don't know if he could handle it. He hates lying. And that would my propaganda minister would have to be someone much like in the old Germany of the 40s who would spin the truth to the people, being the truth that I want them to know. I don't know if you're up for that job. I know Broyho could handle that job.
I don't know.
He's got no problem lying.
You know, you probably just have to make him as just a giant wealthy landowner. Banish him to the outer regions.
Maybe make him Minister of Niceness or something like that.
Yeah, and he'd like live in the Caribbean.
Someone had a big candy house somewhere, like a Hansel and Gretel house.
Yeah, but he'd be happy.
Someone has to run the leisure camps, though.
Again, Buzz, not the right job for that, because you would need someone who would keep the elderly citizens in line doing their job.
Well, you could do that with drugs.
How about Minister of Sex?
Minister of Sex.
I'd like that job.
I don't know, Buzz.
Sex minister.
I don't know, Buzz. Not today, Buzz.
Okay.
Not today. But I'll come up with a job for you, Buzz. There's some position in my cabinet.
Very good.
For you, Buzz.
Excellent.
That I promise. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Right.
So you were saying get well, Les is home from the hospital.
Oh, and your birthday present.
Yes.
Right, that's what I forgot to ask you about.
That's kind of why I jogged you, because I knew you'd said something about that before. I was not, really, I'm happy that Les is home from the hospital. I know you said something about, you know, I'm a little paranoid about everything.
I'm going to write down,
yesterday's show.
Come right back to that.
Okay.
Something I wanted to ask you. Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
A little nervous about calling.
Don't be nervous.
Absolutely no reason to fear us.
Oh, no, I listen to you guys all the time. Anyway, I just wanted to point out to you guys that European soccer has some crazy rioting.
Yeah, they just had one recently.
Yes, they do, right.
The hooligans.
The hooligans, right. Exactly.
We should be above that. We're America, for God's sake. We're the greatest nation in the goddamn world.
Absolutely.
You know what it is? It's peacetime, guys. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You see this stuff when there's no, you know, World War III.
Absolutely.
There's no conflict.
No, I think there was some kind of a sports riot when we had the Gulf War going on.
The Gulf War. Come on.
We had a war. That's the closest thing we've been to.
You should know this. You're going to be king someday. You need a big one.
All right, I'll manufacture it.
Absolutely.
Us against the Washington Post.
That's the reason you got all these guys, you know, expressing themselves violently. You know, they need to express themselves violently in a big World War III situation.
So here's what I'm thinking about your birthday present.
Yes.
And now tell me if this is something that you would throw away like you did the golf sandals.
I'll be brutally honest with you. I know you would do the same for me, and I think we've gotten to that space when it comes to birthdays.
Speaking of car phones.
Yes.
This is a high-tech item. However, I don't know if you'd feel like a retard if I gave you this.
Yeah, but I have a car phone.
I know you have a car phone.
But the car that I have a car phone in is the lease is up, so I'm saying goodbye to that car.
I know you have a car. I know you have a car phone.
Right.
What if you had one of them headset deals so you could actually talk and hear people while driving? Because I know you enjoy that speaker thing in your car when you talk to people, but nobody can hear you on that thing when you talk to them.
Well, the car, what I'm planning on doing, just so you know exactly what I'm doing, that phone that I bought, that digital phone that I love, I'm planning on using that for my car phone when I get the other car. I'm not going to have like a car phone installed, so would I be able to use that?
Yes, this thing that I saw, you could plug that into your car phone.
Yeah.
And then the only drawback is you would look like David Heinlein, who walks around the station all the time with a headset on.
Yeah, but I love hands-free. You know how much I love hands-free. I love hands-free. Yeah, how many times when I'm calling you from my car do you say pick up?
Right.
So you know that I'm on. I mean, and that's where I do most of my talking. And if it's safer, because the next car I'm getting is going to have a stick shift. So it's not going to be an automatic transmission.
I got dibs on that idea, then. Okay?
That's right. I know you might have all been wondering. I'm getting a Ferrari.
Cool.
Yes, a brand new Ferrari. Thank you very much.
I got dibs on that. So that would be a gift you would throw away?
Not if it works with my digital. Would it work with my digital phone?
Yes, it would.
Well, that's great.
But I have other great ideas also. As a matter of fact, I already gave one of the ideas to Buzz.
Yes, you did.
I've already been talking to Buzz. And when I came in the other day, I said to Buzz, did you get that thing from Mike that I mentioned? And he said, yes, he did, because that was my backup when I was going to get you for your birthday.
Do you know what I was going to suggest, though? And I know it's too late for this, but what I was going to suggest would be the greatest birthday gift for me would be for all of you to come home with me in my mode of transportation on Thursday night.
No way.
Yes, gentlemen.
No
join me.
Way.
Join
no
me for
way.
The most fabulous trip in the
no
world.
No way.
We'd have a big party.
Christ, that's like something my wife would say.
No, I'm just saying.
The best gift you could give me would be to go on a walk with me every day. No, take this ring by yourself.
Okay.
I'd rather just buy you some high-tech gift.
Yeah, all right. Okay, no problem. No problem. It's just a thought. I'd have a big birthday party on the train.
I'm sure we could have a great party on the train.
You know, the train coming back at night is not like the train going up. The train coming back at night is very, very
sedate.
No, it's just too it's crowded,
right?
And it's a lot of people sleeping, and it's not the same. Not the same on the way up. On the way up, it's just a lot more fun. But on the way up, it's the morning time, and nobody wants to party.
Except you.
Except me.
And while you think now, you think that might be a good idea to have all of us, we come back from New York this week on the train with you?
Yeah.
I think once you arrived at the station, after spending all day with us in New York,
yeah, it would suck.
And spending all night with us on the train.
Because, you know, that's 3 hours together, and that would just suck.
I mean, you'd get off the train and you'd go, that was my birthday present?
Is there going to be a birthday nude in New York?
I wish I could tell you.
Wait, so you don't know yet?
I wish I could tell you, Mike.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, but I'm not receiving it, of course.
I wish I could tell you.
You know I'm not receiving
it. I could tell you.
Excuse me.
I wish I could tell you.
Well, let me
have you ever received one?
No.
Okay, then I wish I could tell you what we have planned.
Okay, but you know that...
Yeah, duh.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but I wish I could tell you what
things
we're doing.
Things are a little tense at home.
Oh. I know.
You know,
I know.
It's a little tense.
I know. And she has the hotline, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Call in any time.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
As a matter of fact, there's something very special for your birthday on Thursday. Something very, very special that you will really enjoy.
Oh, fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
All right.
Yeah, I got a great crowd control. Why don't they bring back napalm?
Right, a great idea, sir. I'm writing it down on my list right now.
That's right.
Have a smell of burning flesh.
If people want to start bonfires, why don't let the cops help them out?
Right.
Sir, I guess the concept of collateral damage doesn't matter to you, does it, huh?
Not to me either.
I'm in the insurance business. I'd cover that.
Beautiful. You've just got a job on my cabinet. Hold on.
Yeah.
Robbie, call Iraq and get me some of that mustard gas. I need some of that also.
For after the Super Bowl this year.
Hello.
No more celebrations.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. I think I mentioned something about these soccer riots. And it's totally understandable. It's not like Indiana ever went to war with L.A. But yeah, Germany bombed the hell out of England. We have a right to riot if England wins.
Are you an English guy?
Yeah.
But what, you don't sound like you have a normal English accent.
Parents.
What's the matter with you?
Parents are English.
So what you're saying is your rationale is that the reason that the English fans go ape is because they hate the Germans because of World War II?
Yeah.
Toya's coming in. Toya, have you spoken to this gentleman?
That guy is lying because he had a New York accent when I talked to him.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Come on, bud.
What, man? My parents.
What
come
is that,
dude? My parents. Are you tired? You have an English accent that's coming out like this.
You guys are xenophobic, too, eh?
Xenophobics.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
John, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, buddy, it's going great, thank you.
Hey, I got an experience today. Today, I don't know if Buzz ever had this. I had a scope down up the arse.
Well, we've all had that, Doug. You mean like the thing where they put the camera up your butt for colon cancer?
Yeah, my God. Oh, yeah. I'm only 30 and I haven't had one yet, but I've had an enema, a thumb, and a scope up my rear today, and I'm just pretty shocked at how it feels. But
am I confused, or did he just say, I've never had one because I'm 30, but I just had one?
I think what he's saying is that he's never had one, but he had to have one because he's 30 now, because that's the age that you have to have.
No, I had some bleeding going on for the last 3 or 4 days. I was worried it was something, but it's only an anal Pfizer.
Fissure.
Excuse me.
I guess he didn't say it to you. He gave you a piece of paper, huh?
Yeah, I hope the doctor didn't say you have an anal fissure.
Yes, I do.
We knew a guy that used to have an anal fissure.
We sure did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. He used to work here.
Hello, Don Munchow.
Remember that?
Yeah. I know you're talking about. Hello, Don Munchow. He had bad hair plugs, too.
Yes, he did.
Looked like Barbie doll hair.
He had lots of holes in his body.
This guy we're talking about, after he got his hair plugs, he had to wear, like, this turban for a month.
Right.
And then when he finally took the turban off to show everybody his brand new hair.
It was, oh, my God.
It looked like troll hair. You know if you get one of those magic trolls and you pull back on the hair out, you can see all the little hairs come out of the plastic skull of the troll.
It's horrible. I mean, it was an absolute advertisement for anybody that had thin hair to never, ever go through hair plugs.
But we all had to say to the guy, hey, no, it looks good.
It looks fantastic. And then he lifted up the back of his hair where he had hair, right in the back of his head, and he lifted up some of the hair that was over, and you saw these red welts where they'd ripped out the hair and put a hole in his head and then shoved it up into the top of his head. Also, he could have like Cupid doll hair.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, buddy, hello.
Hey, do you realize what Wednesday is?
Tomorrow, day after today.
That's true, but it is also the day that Dennis Murphy has to reinvent himself.
Yes, we're looking forward to that. In the first break tomorrow, I hope to be introduced to everybody the brand new reinvented, retooled...
I'd forgotten about that.
Dennis Murphy for the year 2000. Yes, tomorrow is the two-week deadline for Dennis.
So exciting.
All right.
Have you guys talked to him at all, or are you just waiting for the surprise?
I have not talked to him. I wouldn't mind if he would call today, though, just to let us know that he has... something planned.
But I'll lay odds. He's hearing this right now going, oh my God.
If he just comes in tomorrow and he does a standard, I'm sorry.
Yeah, comes in like with a bag of stuff that he bought that day.
Yeah.
That won't be in studio?
Won't cut it. Yeah, no, he's got to come in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
He's got to wow us tomorrow. I mean, we're going to have the 2001 music, you know, da, 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 da.
And, you know, with the Tom Gavin feature last week, I hope that Dennis is aware of the fact that, you know, he could be replaced.
He's way down on the food chain, man. Yeah. I mean, John Kim is in front of Dennis right now. Homo Joe is in front of Dennis Murphy right now.
That's right.
You know. Certainly Tom Gavin is the listener's favorite right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend. Yes, tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And if we hear from Dennis,
you know, we'll let you know if he's got an idea for his reinvention.
I'd love to get a tease. I'd love to find out if he's given it some thought. What do you think? What do you think the odds are?
No.
Absolutely not.
Like, I'm sure Dennis was this way in school. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like cramming the last night before an exam.
He probably is. If he's listening right now, he probably just became aware of it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, well, what are your expectations? What do you expect him to do?
For Dennis?
Yeah.
We gave him 1,000 different great ideas.
Maybe he came in there and took a crap on the floor or something?
No, come on.
That's your own little fantasy, sir.
He's just got to reinvent himself. I mean, we gave him great ideas 2 weeks ago, and we told him we're just tired of his sad sack routine.
So we're just waiting to see what he does. Is that okay, Scatman?
Yeah, Scatman. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I know what they're doing for your birthday.
You do?
Yep.
How do you know?
Because they're digging up Shirley Hempel, baby.
Who told you?
Oh, man.
Who told you?
Man, now the surprise is spoiled.
Yes, it was going to be her decomposing body sitting at the console at WNEW.
Wow.
Hi, baby.
Oh, man.
All that digging for nothing.
Man, oh, man. I'm excited now.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. We're going to make you some jewelry out of her old bones.
Oh, fantastic. I'd wear it.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Hi.
This is Rick out of North Carolina. How you doing?
Hi, Rick. We're doing great, thank you.
Listen, we got a trailer trash video website I want you to take a look at.
All right, what's the address?
It's trailertrashvideo.com. We got some hillbilly shacked up in the trailer, and it is hilarious.
All right, we'll check it out. Thank you.
Thanks.
You know, I don't know if the Tom Gavin pictures are up yet on www.2expose.com. from the Survivor show. However, our producer, Charlie Broyhill, told me an amazing stat about that. Where is Charles?
Charles Broyhill.
Is he actually joining us for the show today? or is he out lunching right now? Well, I will move along and take a call and wait for him to saunter in.
Oh, he's sauntering in right now.
Here he is right now. Here is our producer, Carlos Broyhill.
You hang up on that gentleman, did you?
Which gentleman?
That you were taking the call while you waited for
me. I put
him
right back on hold.
Thank goodness.
Carlos, how many hits did have... Jenna
and Shiloh's website
received
about 2 million in this month alone.
Mm. 2 million hits in 1 month alone.
Mm. 2 million.
So look at the pictures of Charlie's birthday and Frida's birthday.
Wow.
Up from last month's 300,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they've received over 2 million hits already?
Almost 2 million.
Almost 2 million hits.
That is amazing.
In 3 weeks. And are the Tom Gavin photos up yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. But those will be because you did send those.
Yes, and those will be up sooner than the beach house pictures.
we've not heard from Homo Joe about the beach house pictures.
I think that's why he's at the doctor. They're retrieving them.
Okay. All right. Stop it with that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Where's he going to fit in your cabinet? What's his job going to be?
Court jester. Hello.
Hey, yeah, look, you don't need to let Dennis Murphy retool himself. Just kick him off the show.
Well, now they're a fan. You usually get these calls.
Dennis does have his detractors out there. Listen, we love Dennis. We just want him to reinvent himself.
Maybe he can get a tongue extension and learn how to talk.
No, we love him just the way that he is. He just needs to retool himself a little bit.
I'm sometimes amazed that Dennis inspires such hatred.
Just think about the different shades and different changes Elvis went through.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking with Dennis. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when Elvis went from being G.I. Elvis to being Elvis in leather,
mm-hmm.
to being drunk Elvis, to being pill-popping Elvis.
Right.
We finally got to our favorite Elvis, Purple Elvis.
Yeah. This requires a tremendous amount of effort. And maybe, you know, Dennis, throw a little cash out there. I mean, really, frankly, just to come up with a new concept.
Get a uniform.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's certainly, if he comes walking in here and there's no, I'm not trying to give it away, okay, but you and I feel the same way. He comes walking in here and there's no change in the look.
Right.
Right there, we're going to be disappointed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Comes in with like a paper hat.
We're doing great, thank you.
Yep, I'm ready for my daily dose of As the World Ahearns.
We have what we believe will be the final episode of this radio drama coming to you very shortly.
Oh, say it ain't so, not the final episode.
Yes, the final episode.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes, but it's coming to you soon.
Why, thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We've been slaving over the latest episode.
Ah, thank you, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes. Penis, Mom, penis!
Oh, come on, please.
Jesus Christ.
He was thrilled.
Okay,
one more call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How old are you?
Pardon me? Okay, like I said.
Excellent.
No more calls, like I said. As the World Ahearns, we do have the final edition.
Yes.
I hold here the final scripts for everybody.
Very good.
But before we perform the last edition, for now anyway, of As the World Ahearns, I have to share something with you that Big Gum Jim gave me today. That this douchebag from the Washington Post, who we've based this radio drama on, Frank Ahearns.
Yes.
He goes on WashingtonPost.com every week. You know about this, Buzz?
Every Tuesday, yeah.
Every Tuesday, I guess, he goes on. And he fields questions from listeners.
You see that little, he's got that little picture of himself, that little My Crawl Space Smells Like the Stench of Death picture that he's got there.
Now, the way that Jimmy McClure explained this to me is that it's not like people can write in anything they want and questions get answered.
Mm-hmm.
It's censored that the questions go to someone at the Post, and then they go to Frank Ahearns, and right. He selects which questions he wants to post and which questions he wants to answer.
Okay, that makes sense. I think that's the way those things work.
So having said all of that, he's on the Washington Post online today.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the second question that he's asked is this. Frank, following up on your article last week about radio dramas, I was searching the dial last week and came across As the World Ahearns. Are you familiar with this program? And if so, what did you think of it?
Good.
That's great. There's a ball buster from our camp right away.
Yes, excellent. Well, you know, that's all he gets.
Right. And here is the answer from Frank Ahearns. Ha, 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 ha. Yes, Don and Mike took my suggestion and ran with it. I heard a couple of episodes, and my thinking was, good idea, below average execution.
There he goes. He can't stand it. It's under his skin. That is it to me. That is a slam dunk that we have gotten to him.
But then he goes on. The only downside was on Friday, when I had to listen to the cruel and unusual punishment of one of their listeners, Tom Gavin.
Punishment?
Who was locked in a conference room with 16, I believe, folks in a send-up of CBS's Survivor show.
Locked?
I've never seen Gavin, but Don and Mike painted a vivid and sorrowful word picture of this man. And they had the contestants do things such as stick their faces in his armpits, give his feet lotion massages, and lick the dent on his head. It was high cruelty.
Oh, kiss my butt.
Right, I agree.
Tom Gavin's got more courage than Frank Ahearns ever will, and Tom Gavin had a great day.
Yes, so someone, hold on, somebody writes in a few posts later. Frank. Hold on. Frank, respectfully, as the guy starts, respectfully, Frank. Howard Stern says he wished Imus would end up like Christopher Reeve. No editorial comment from you. Don and Mike do a send-up of Survivor with Tom Gavin, who has been on their show for over 10 years and regular listeners know is loved by the guys. And that rates a half-page rant by you. And their bit about radio dramas wasn't quite up to your expectations. Could it be because of the subject matter? I thought both ideas were extremely bright and well done. Please print my view so that both sides of this argument can be voiced.
Oh, good. There's somebody who gets it.
Thank you. P.S. The Reeve comment was 100 times worse than anything uttered by Don and Mike. So, how does Frank Ahearns spin this one?
Mm-hmm.
Frank Ahearns. There you go. Yes, the Stern comment was shocking, but that is what those guys are paid to do, mock one another. Despite the relationship between Don and Mike and Gavin, it's still played cruel on the radio.
Oh, he is. You know what he's doing? It's so transparent what he's doing. It didn't play cruel on the radio. This is what he's saying to work us.
And I don't care that those guys ripped on me. That's what they do. And parts of it were funny. But overall, it was uneven, which only proves how difficult it is to write first-rate radio drama.
Radio drama.
Then you go to a couple of posts later and someone writes...
It is so under his skin. I know now, I know there's more here, but I know right now I can tell you, it is so under his skin that we've been doing this. It's a triumph.
So
I love it.
Here's another post. Yes, Frankster, it is difficult to write radio drama. Don and Mike's parody was and is comedy.
There you go.
C-O-M-E-D-Y, which is subjective.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was and still is a hilarious bit that has obviously gotten your goat.
Of course it has. Wow.
And his answer is, bah. And then in parentheses, angry goat sound.
Oh, he just can't. He is such a wuss.
And then let me see. There was one other. Dear Frank. Couldn't you have just let the Don and Mike comment and good idea and left off the below average execution?
Of course not. He can't do that.
Now you gave them filler for 2 hours of their show today, and no one outside D.C. can really appreciate it. I think the bit got old after the first episode, and Don and Mike should take that big rock off their shoulder about the Post persecuting them and move on to the shtick that makes their show moderately listenable. And his response to that is, sorry.
Oh, God.
Yes, you see what I mean? He picks, even the ones...
That's like one of his minions,
right,
a little bit there.
Even the ones that kind of defend us, he only puts the ones on that defend us that at the end also kind of slam
sure.
us.
Sure.
And for all of his talk about it's not funny and it's not well executed, just let me say that I know this for a fact, that he called someone in upper management...
Yes, he did.
...at this radio station, because we heard the voicemail on, was it... Tuesday or Wednesday?
But it was right after we did it. It was
the day after we started.
Yes, the day after we did it.
And the message went something like this. Hello. I'll leave the person's name out. This is Frank Ahrens from the Washington Post. I hear Don and Mike are doing an homage to me.
Yeah. He's just, he's such a weasel.
I would like copies of it to play for my mother and dad.
That's right.
Could you please get me copies of the tape?
Yeah, that's when it was killing him. That's before he tuned in. That's when, obviously everybody had been emailing him and telling him that we were doing this, and he'd missed it. Shocker of shocker.
Right.
Yeah, because he's such a diligent radio reporter that he doesn't monitor the market, because he does it, which he doesn't. And so he obviously was just going absolutely nuts that he hadn't heard this, and he wanted tapes.
And it's obviously when he's online today, he's being barraged with questions from our listeners, asking him about As the World Ahrens.
Mm-hmm.
So he chooses to answer the question, but then as to deflect away from it, he immediately goes to the slam of the Tom Gavin thing, which is another
right.
a bit on the show that obviously he doesn't understand.
No, he doesn't understand.
He doesn't get it.
Right.
I mean, you'd have to listen to this show for more than just 10 minutes one day.
Absolutely.
To understand what our relationship with Tom Gavin
sure.
is,
mm-hmm.
to know that, we set it up to say it's nothing but positive for Tom, that Tom wanted to do it. Frankly, listen, it was my idea, so of course I think it was brilliant, but it's a parody on the Survivor thing.
Absolutely.
It's the hottest show right now.
That's what it was.
It was a good show.
And it was a great day for Tom. And I don't know how many times we asked him that, but I mean, Tom, did you have a good time? And he did. He had a fantastic time. Tom, for all the, I don't know how long Tom's been calling the show, but I think it's over 10 years.
Yeah.
Tom has wanted one thing more than anything else. He wants to be on the show. He doesn't care about the monster stuff. He doesn't care at all about any of that. All Tom wants is, if Tom could be in here every single day,
that's his dream.
He would be in here every day. And it was a tribute to him all day long. It was just Tom Gavin. And Tom said it was the best day of his life. And so put that in your pipe and smoke it, Ahrens.
And whether it was Tom Gavin or Dennis Murphy or anybody else in the world, to do stuff like have us put people's heads in their armpits. We would do that with anybody.
Right.
Rub their feet. We've done that with people. And as far as licking the dent in his head,
right.
I would say to Frank, there is such a thing known as radio exaggeration.
Absolutely.
You douchebag.
And I think that, we stand by the measure of us is the way we treat Tom Gavin's and Dennis Murphy's when we're off the air. And let them answer that, Mr. Ahrens, all right? They'll tell you how we treat them and what the relationship is.
But don't be fooled by this.
Yeah.
Our As the World Ahrens is really getting to him.
Oh, it's killing him.
I mean, it's freaking killing him. I can only imagine the thousands of emails that went through to WashingtonPost.com today.
Oh, sure.
That never got through on the website because he gets to select the ones he wants to answer.
Absolutely.
And, frankly, the fact that he called management the day after we did it, under this guise of, I understand Don and Mike are doing an homage to me. I'd like a tape to play for my mother and father.
That's right.
Please, that's 100% BS, too.
Way to go, Frank.
Right. Well, Frank, I think you'll enjoy today's episode.
Absolutely.
Oh, there was one more thing I wanted to read you here. This goes to his credibility. Somebody writes in this online discussion, Frank, I have been reading your column, The Listener, for some time. Perhaps I have missed it in previous columns, but where did you get your interest in radio? And here's his answer. Thanks for the nice words. I've never been in the radio biz at all.
Of course.
I've always been a journalist who's always liked radio.
Mm-hmm.
The Beat, The Listener, rotates among reporters every few years or so. Likewise, if I get a new job, there'll be a new listener. So what he's saying...
We can only hope.
What he's saying in essence is, he knows dick about radio.
No, he doesn't know anything.
He's
about
just some schmuck who covers a body bag story or covers a peace meeting on the mall.
Yeah, why bring in a specialist, a guy that really is from the radio business?
No need for that.
Every 2 weeks, they just let him write about NPR.
That's it.
Or whatever he wants to write about.
Sure, so he absolutely has no real credentials to write about radio.
It's killing him, though.
Yeah.
As the World Ahrens. It's killing him.
Oh, it's so obvious. He just could not comment on it without saying, poor execution. Yeah, poor execution, my ass.
Please. It's beautifully done. It's beautifully executed.
Of course it is.
Please. It's creative. It's original. It's funny.
Well, you'll find out when we have another episode today.
Yeah. That episode's coming up in just a moment, too. Woo-hoo-hoo. Oh, you know, we are running so late. Hold on. Dennis?
Hello, Gone Garlic. How are you doing today?
Dennis needs you to hold on through the commercials, okay?
Okay, Gone. Beautiful. And Mike.
Beautiful.
Mike?
I'm here. Yes, Dennis.
I'm hearing it.
Father's Day.
Thank you, Dennis.
No problem.
I am hearing an energy from Dennis Murphy.
Yes, that's good.
We will find out. We will get a clue as to his reinvention in just a momento.
Now, I want to thank Dennis for bringing up Father's Day again. He certainly got me in his corner already.
Along with today's episode of As the World A-Hairs. But first, it's time for a call number 100.
All right.
Now, listen, if you're not the 100th caller, don't set a car on fire.
Right.
Okay? Don't make a bonfire and dance around in your Kobe jerseys. Don't make Mike and I come after you with our rubber bullets.
No way.
Just be the 100th caller right now. Good luck for the secret sound at 877-365-3636.
Constantly pursuing the split-faced hair shark, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, you want to play it, honey?
Honey?
You know, I thought
it's Duran Duran.
No, this is NSYNC.
Oh.
I thought I'm too big a fag to buy the NSYNC record, so I made my wife go to Price Club and buy it for me. So all weekend we were in the car. I made her listen to this song. So gay.
It's overproduced and it's got that Phil Spector sound, which you love.
Not like them.
Don't feel bad, baby. Many intelligent 14-year-old girls think they're really neat.
I was driving my wife crazy because she wants to hear like every song on the album.
Right.
And I said, no, I only like this one song on the
just
album.
Just the one.
That's the only one I wanted to hear.
I bet they've got some clever dance steps you could learn, too.
Oh, wouldn't that be cute?
And she was like holding the CD cover and saying to me, which one do you like the best?
That's great.
I don't know anything about those fags. I just know that, you know, I like a couple of their songs. And frankly, I was ashamed to go into Tower Records and buy an NSYNC record myself.
Sure. If your wife asked you to buy tampons or the NSYNC record, which would be the one you'd buy first?
I would buy tampons in an instant.
In a minute.
Yeah, because tampons are obviously not for him.
Yes.
And I'd even thought about buying the NSYNC record. They sell it at, even at 7-Eleven, they sell NSYNC now.
You can always get it on the internet, and maybe tell them to send it in a brown paper bag.
No, it's easier just to have her do it. Listen, honey.
Yeah, my boo-boo.
I know you're calling with a great bit of news that would also possibly include an apology from you. So I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Well, your car happens to be, they've determined that it was under warranty. So.
Hey, that's right.
All right.
Under warranty.
Fault.
Thank you, Mike.
There you go.
And you know what? There was just that teeny weeny teensy bit of doubt when I hung up the phone thinking, I wonder if my husband put him up to that call.
Come on.
It's just a fleeting second of a thought, you know, that it was, but no, it wasn't your fault. And
thank you.
There you go.
And wow. My car is being handled and
thank you, God.
It ends well. And I'm sorry that I called your name a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you. And that name was stupid.
Sorry.
That's what you called me, was stupid.
No, I said the act was stupid, not the person.
I know, but when you said it to me, you said I'm stupid.
Mm-hmm. No, you said, what are you thinking? Are you thinking that I'm lying to you? And I said, no, if you want to know the truth, I'm thinking that you're stupid. But I wouldn't have called it. I didn't want you to think that I doubted your veracity.
She wasn't mad at you. She was mad at the dirt.
Right. I got you. Well,
that's it.
All I know is, all is as I said it was.
Well, I hope they fix that car 100% and don't charge you a dime.
And that's what they said.
Listen to the news, though. The car will not. The car now has been in the shop.
Right.
I've not had my own car for 3 weeks.
Right.
How long is it going to be till they get it fixed?
Well, they have to get the part. We'll be in next week. But, you know, that's fine. I mean,
we're looking like in the middle of July. Middle of July till I get the friggin' car back.
You know what? That just cuts down on our mileage on that car. And they're very nice with the loaner. Everything's great.
Well, honey, I appreciate the apology. Thank you.
All right, boo-boo.
Thank you. Love you.
Now, if you could only get the Don Ho record.
I'm working on it.
All right, thank you.
All right, honey.
Goodbye, sweet pea.
Bye-bye. It's a Don Ho record in the car that's getting serviced?
Uh-huh.
That's done.
Please, don't say anything about it.
Okay.
Right. No, it is. I mean, you don't have to wink at me. It is in the trunk of the car.
I believe you.
It is. Come on, it is.
Okay.
It is.
I believe you.
It is. Well, the more you say you believe me, though, your face says you don't believe me. I mean, this is as bad as living with her, for God's sake. I mean, Christ, I've been telling her this thing about the car now for a month, and it's not till today when I'm not home when the guy calls, when she finally calls and says, well...
Yep.
I guess you were right. The car is under warranty.
The car should be under warranty. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, what you did really had nothing to do with that turbo. And
I'm never changing my own oil again, though.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you shouldn't do that.
I'm never doing that. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Charles Thompson.
Charles, you are the 100th caller.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
My friend, you have won the WWF King of the Ring prize pack.
All right.
Courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable Systems, WWF King of the Ring, Sunday, June 25 on pay-per-view. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Here we go. And what was your name again?
Charles Thompson.
Charles.
His name is Charles, but close friends call him Charlie. And he's behind bars.
All right, Charles, here you go. For $500, we will play you the secret sound.
That was funny, wasn't it, Charlie?
That's about the truth down in the South.
There you go. All right.
Thank you. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
I mean, without a doubt, the goddamn Don Ho record is in the trunk of the car.
I was just kidding.
I know you were, but now I know. When I go home tonight, she's going to say, what, does he know something that I don't know?
Are in my favor.
Yes. For $500, what is that sound?
I worked in a restaurant for 10 years, and I think I got my hand caught in one of these things. Is it a credit, one of those manual credit card machines?
No, that's
weird.
Third guess.
That is another one of the guesses that we're going to have to outlaw in this contest.
Yes, that is the third guess. That's
hey,
the third.
Hey, you listener, go easy.
What?
I said, I'm a new listener. Go easy.
No way. We demand a lot from even our newest listeners.
Hold on, please. And that is a lame excuse.
Well, how about this? I can make it up to you.
Okay.
Did you ever get the information on that video about the hillbillies out in the mountains?
It's on next Tuesday on HBO.
Tonight. Oh, okay.
Is it tonight, Robert?
American Hollow.
I knew it was some Tuesday.
Oh, it's on tonight?
Tonight, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like at 1:30 in the morning, though, right?
I'm late. I don't remember. Yeah,
some weird-ass time. We're taping it.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
All righty.
See, you really didn't help, though.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. For the record, you're not really a new listener, right?
About 3 days, actually. I tuned in the day that you were trying to find out the name of the American Hollow video, and I'm driving down the road without my cell phone just screaming at the radio because I knew the name of it, and nobody was calling in with it.
So you really are a new loser. What took you so long to get hip to our show?
I got bored of the CDs in my CD changer.
So you just were listening to CDs, and then you discovered this show?
Yes.
And now you won't need CDs anymore?
No.
So you really
got it on in my home office right now. I'm in the other room playing.
Well, thank you. So you really, in fact, are a new listener.
Yes.
Well, still, that cuts no ice with us. I'm sorry. Because someone over the last 3 days has guessed that it's the sound of an automatic credit card machine.
But welcome.
Thank you.
Hold the line, please. hold on, please. And now to the sixth member of NSYNC.
Here he is.
Here he is from America's favorite boy band. It's Dennis Murphy. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi. Dennis?
Yes.
Tomorrow we expect to see you in the studio. First break.
You want me to come down?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
How can you reinvent yourself if we cannot witness the spectacle that is the all-new Dennis Murphy?
Dennis, I take it that the project is complete, that you've already finished reinventing yourself, and that tomorrow when you come walking in here, there'll be something that will absolutely wow us beyond our wildest dreams?
It will wow you and Don. And, I'm putting the finishing touches on my new improvement.
Now, when you came up with this idea for your reinvention,
yeah.
did you come up with it yourself, or did someone email you from your website? How did you come up with whatever this new reincarnation of yourself will be?
You know what? I have to say, I thought of this myself.
Wow. Really? Totally original?
I think it's original.
That's fantastic. Now I'm excited so we can expect an original idea.
Oh,
What?
He's being honest with you, Dennis.
I'm being honest, Dennis.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
You know, I do hope. Can I just put in a request that the reinvented Dennis, you know, is no longer, you know, so concerned about me and always thinking that I'm out to get him?
Oh, okay, okay. Mike, you're not out to get me.
Okay.
I know that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I am best friend.
I would love it when the new improved Dennis doesn't say, "Oh, okay, Mike."
I'm not going to say that.
Okay, good.
All right, now just I don't want to blow the surprise for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Does it involve some kind of costume or uniform?
Well, it's not going. Yeah.
Okay. Does that mean?
Ah, we just saw a little crack in the armor there.
Does that mean that you weren't planning on having a costume or uniform?
You know, I just thought of this idea last night, and
okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Whatever.
Okay.
I just thought of it last night, and I think you will be surprised.
So it's going to be an incredible outfit that we're going to see.
Well, it's going to be a homemade outfit. So
paper hat.
Huh?
Nothing.
Well, it's going to be homemade, though.
No, listen, Dennis, homemade is fine.
Homemade's great.
As long as you really put thought into it,
okay.
And it's a way to reinvent yourself and make yourself relevant and current to today's modern radio audience.
Okay, I'll be relevant and current and hopefully the people like me, and I will be the new and improved Dennis P.
That's exciting.
Have you thought about a name change, or are you going to stick with Dennis Murphy?
I'm not Dennis Murphy,
but
I think you're going to see on what I'm wearing, you'll see a new man.
Have you thought about Den, being known as Den, or being known as D. Murphy?
By the way, you can email me at dmurphy@ls.com if you want to email me. Geek in the name, but there's something else.
All right, now, if this is in fact some kind of reincarnation that involves a uniform, a suit of some kind, will there be a personality reinvention as well?
I think so. You're going to hear me be more positive.
Oh, now, don't tip your hand.
Don't tell us.
Because I'm very excited that, you know, I'm seeing
you're
what
the... You're going to hear me be more forceful.
Really excited about the transformation that you thought of last night.
Has the transformation taken hold yet? Or right now, are we still hearing the old Dennis Murphy?
Well, I think you're listening to, you know...
Is this a hybrid Murphy right now?
This is a very content Murphy right now.
Oh, I like that. Now that's good. I'm getting that. I'm getting a little of the transition phase. This is not exactly the old Murphy. Rob, yes, I am. I really am.
What did he say?
Nothing.
He
gave me an okay sign.
Okay.
And Dennis. Now, come on now. We can't have any more of that.
Okay.
Any more of that sad sack. Okay.
And Nika didn't say no.
Yeah, that's right.
That is right.
You know, and it's, you know what it is? What I'm getting, and I hope that this continues, because what I'm getting is just a more positive Murphy. That's what I'm hearing here.
Yeah, I am getting more positive. I feel good about myself.
That's good. This is very good.
All I have to do is lose some weight, and I'll be happy.
Maybe a little more than that, but I am with you.
Okay, guy. What was that comment?
Hey.
Don't tip your hand to the new Dennis Murphy yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
I just want to say I like it, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
I like that.
I like talking to him like that.
I like that.
Like this.
Okay. Keep it going.
Okay. I'll keep it going.
Keep it stiff until you get here tomorrow.
keep it inside.
Right. Keep it inside.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's been inside for the last 4 years.
Would you be able, if I was to put you on hold, would you be able to relate the idea you have to Buzz?
Yeah.
All right, Buzz, please pick up line one.
Sure.
Because Buzz is the only person I can think of who will not spill the beans to us.
Yeah, Buzz can keep it under his hand.
I mean, I know that if I had him tell Rob, you and I would be able to get it out of Rob in a matter of moments.
We'd be standing on top of Rob's chest.
And plus, I know that Buzz can also keep a straight face about it, whether it's great or not great.
Mm-hmm.
So Buzz is listening to him now.
He's telling him the great idea that he thought of last night.
Okay.
With the deadline being tomorrow.
Well, I think you got a good chance with that.
Yeah. See, Buzz is very hard to read in that regard.
Yeah, Buzz won't. Yeah, but Buzz could think that the idea couldn't suck enough if he'd say that.
You just have to back it up. That's the main thing.
Right, give him a little free advice.
Very good.
It's good. Very excited.
We look forward to it, Dennis. Put it back on hold?
Yeah, put it back on hold. Thank you, Buzz.
All right.
Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz.
The enthusiastic Buzz.
Kindly old Buzz.
Back on hold. There you go.
So, Buzz.
I want to make sure you wanted him back.
You have the idea.
Yes. Yes,
and
I do.
What are your thoughts? Without letting the cat out of the bag.
I'm telling you, he has a chance.
Okay.
Okay, good. Good. That's all we can ask
all
for.
All right.
That's good.
Dennis, you have a blessing from Buzz.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm ready to go.
All right. See you tomorrow. Don't be late.
I will tell you, I know Buzz very well, and Buzz right now is suppressing a great deal of joy. I don't know why, but I am getting the impression that he is suppressing.
I'm not getting that feeling.
I know you're not. No, hey, it's just that he's not getting that from Buzz. I am. I know Buzz when Buzz... You've made Buzz happy. I'm going to tell you that right now. Even though he's being Mr. Poker Face, Buzz is somehow... There is some amount of positive energy coming off of Buzz Burbank right now, Dennis, and I think that bodes well for you.
Okay.
Frankly, I don't feel it. But I'm ready to be proved wrong tomorrow on this fine stage.
That's right.
In this fine stadium.
Thinking negative about me, Don. Why is that?
Dennis, I'm always thinking positive about you.
Okay.
I'm positive you'll fail.
Oh, yeah, look behind your face.
Wow.
Oh. Okay. Just want to tell you that, you know, if you're going to be, you know, smart-ass Dennis, that probably won't last long either.
Oh.
There's got to be a little more than that. I mean, I don't mind you talking back occasionally.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to, you know, You're not going to hear me say, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right, hold on, please, Dennis. Hold on. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Oh, God?
Yes, Dennis.
I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
And I'm feeling positive about our re-meeting tomorrow, Dennis.
Okay.
I have missed you, low these last 2 weeks that you've been banished from the show.
You know, hey, Don, you know a comment you made on Friday? F. Dennis? Hey, I'm not pissed.
Well, good, because I didn't mean it.
Good.
Okay. Well, but, hey, you know, I'm not insult go off my shoulder.
You mean your back?
Let it roll off your back, Dennis.
Well, okay.
Okay, beautiful. Hold on, keep this. Bottle this.
Mm-hmm.
Bottle this. Bathe in this tonight.
Okay, I'm going to bottle my, the new and improved.
Good, very good.
All right, we will see you tomorrow, Dan. First break, don't be late.
Okay, and Mike?
Yes, Dennis.
Did you see the new and improved me?
I see something there, and I'm excited about tomorrow.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Okay.
Dennis, for whatever it's worth, I am rooting for you.
Okay, Don.
Me too.
I'll see you the first break, and I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll be ready to be wowed.
You'll be wowed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, if you will.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Do you want to hold or hang up?
No, hang up.
Okay. Gaga, new and improved Dennis P. Murphy. The America will be surprised.
All right, the old Dennis used to hang on all the time. There you go.
He's gone.
Thank you. He's going to come in with a better attitude? Is that what it is?
I think that would be a significant part of it, don't you? I mean, I think that would be an important step.
Okay.
No, I can't ask any more questions. He's a little tippy. All right. No, I can't ask you this.
I can ask him a question.
He can choose not to answer.
If you're
gauging the effort put forward in this reinventing of himself, on a scale of 1 to 10, the effort expended so far. So far, because he's got 24 hours. So far, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much effort do you think he's put into it?
Because I was given the right not to answer that question, I think it would be premature to answer that question.
Okay, so I won't. All right, I understand.
That means it's a low number.
It's a very low number. Thank you, Buzz.
But, you know, we shouldn't judge ahead of time.
I know. That's why I chose you for that job, Buzz, because you are the fairest among all of us.
I try.
That's why you're going to get that position in my new cabinet. You're going to be like the king of nice or something.
I may have been a two. Just guessing. We're just guessing.
I'm not going to say.
Is it between a four and a two?
Like I said, I think that would be premature.
Can't say. Is it below a five?
That would be premature.
Is it between a one and a three?
It's between a one and a ten.
A one and a ten. Okay. Yeah. He's not tipping his hand.
No.
You know, you told him.
You're better at this than you are when we play poker, for goodness sake.
Right, absolutely.
Just see Buzz's face lights up when he gets a pair.
Sure, and no shuffling required.
Yeah, no clumsy cards are involved.
Hello.
Those pesky cards.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm wondering when we're going to see the new and improved Mike O'Mara.
What do you mean the new and improved Mike O'Mara?
A couple of weeks ago, somebody called in and chastised you about your verbal crutches.
Oh, yes. Now, I don't think I've been relying on my verbal crutches nearly as much.
I think it's about up to about 20 an hour.
What verbal crutches am I using? I'm not hearing them.
No.
Oh, I'll tell you right now. Let me tell you this.
No, I'll tell you this. Those were not crutches that Mike had used. I don't remember what your crutches were.
Those were not identified as the, I think the verbal crutch that was identified was I want to go on record.
That was your crutch.
And I've eliminated I want to go on record. And
that was your crutch. You're right.
Let me add those to the list.
All right, now, so yours would be I want to tell you right now?
Yeah, or...
You might be right.
Or the other popular, let me tell you that.
Oh, you know, I'm not sure about that one, but I want to tell you right now, I think that does have crutch potential, and I will write it down, and I will... Because you know something? I am very much into self-improvement. For you, sir. For you.
Well, I'm not, so nobody call me and tell me all my crutches. Well, I don't want to hear it.
Because I want to tell you right now, you are a douchebag.
I want to remain insulated.
Thank you.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Your only crutch was that thing about...
I want to go on record.
I want to go on record.
And then there was one more, and I forgot what it was.
What was the other one, Head?
I can't remember.
See, that's how important it was, Mike.
Is that one of my crutches? I can't remember.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. That's Rob's crutch. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
What celebrity do you most resemble?
Hot, baby. H-O-T.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Well, we are so hot that it's
so
just,
hot.
It's unbelievable.
Thank
you. Well, I always hear you asking all the girls what they look like, and I'd like you to describe what you look like.
Take Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson?
But handsomer.
Handsomer.
Yeah, more handsome than Louis Anderson. Both
really?
Of us.
Yes.
Like, kind of like more handsome Louis Anderson twins.
Who's that?
These guys are great.
Who's that comedian? Kevin, what's his last name?
Meany.
Meany?
Think Kevin Meany.
Kevin Meany.
Now, this is
a combination. Yeah, all right, well, you take yours. A combination Kevin Meany and Louis Anderson.
I'm more Kevin Meany-ish than Louis Anderson.
And if you want to think me, think a combination of a young John Candy and Vincent Price.
Great. You guys are a riot.
How about you? How about you? Come on, Turnabout's fair play. Come on, we did it for you.
I don't know. I've been thinking about it. I don't know, really. Who's the one that played on the movie City of Angels? Meg Ryan?
Meg Ryan, really?
Really?
Now, you mean Meg Ryan, she was kind of hagged out in City of Angels, or do you mean when she's all fixed up?
No, I'm not all hagged out.
Or do you mean Nicolas Cage?
No, I was just saying, I was trying to remember the movie.
Right.
Thank
you.
Meg Ryan.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, no, it was neither. Dennis Franz.
Not in my show. I might be closer to Dennis Franz than Kevin Meany, to be honest with you. Hello.
It is Franz.
Don and Mike Show, especially naked. I mean, maybe not in the face. But I think as far as the body goes, I'm pretty sure that Dennis Franz could fit into my pants and vice versa.
Dennis Franz.
Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Can you imagine what that album looks like after this hot, steamy weather we've been having? It probably looks like one of those Boy Scout ashtrays.
The Don Ho record? No, I want to tell you the magic of buying a car that's made in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And when you buy a car that's made in Sweden, as I did with this Volvo, the trunk keeps cool things cool, keeps hot things hot.
It's like a cooler.
And nothing melts.
Okay.
All right.
The weekend it broke down, it was pretty hot out here.
It's been hot lots of weekends, sir.
You can put a bag of ice in there the day you drop the car off. Pick the car up.
Shut up. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to call you and tell you, but I guess you got to figure it out.
What?
The Don Hall record melting.
That's what you guys all want to say.
I don't think so. I don't think. I really don't think it would be hot enough to. Doesn't a record to really screw it up? Doesn't that require almost like direct sunlight?
I think even if it gets a little warped. I remember when I was a kid, when I used to have records, that what I would do is I would take a quarter, and what I would do is I would tape it to the stylus. I would tape it to the needle on the record player, and that gave it enough weight to hold it down even if the record was warped.
Right.
It'd be all right so long as the Don Ho record is sitting flat.
Right.
And as long as it's not, you know, like leaning, it won't have anywhere to go.
I can't promise on that one, Rob.
I can't take care of it. But even if it's leaning, there's a chance that it's okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. There's also the chance that I could pour it into a cup now.
No, I'm sure what Don said is right. He's got the automotive equivalent of a McBLT. The cold will stay cold and the hot will stay hot.
I don't think there's any chance it's going to look like ribbon candy.
No.
I like show. You guys are really helping me out here.
Take it home.
Hello, bowl. Well, one, Robbie.
You can serve popcorn out of the bowl when
you
get it.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Is Kelly. I won the pregnancy bikini contest last week.
Oh, yeah. Bravo, Kelly. Yes, you did.
Hi, guys.
All right, that's one of the photos that's received nearly 2 million hits this month.
Excellent.
On
I know two of those hits were, one of them was my father, and the other one was my boss.
That's www.2exposed.com.
Excellent.
Yes, Kelly.
Yes. I just wanted to call and thank you guys. We had a fabulous time. The rental car was an upgrade. We had a convertible GT Mustang in L.A. It was 99. It was gorgeous. The Hyatt was wonderful. The fight was great. We met all kinds of celebrities. They treated us first class the whole way. We can't thank you enough. We had a great time.
That is great. Listen to know to that our prize was well received and enjoyed.
Listen to that.
Very much so. And on behalf of my husband, whose birthday was Saturday, who turned 30, I want to thank you on his behalf as well, because he had a great time.
Wonderful. Is that what you guys went through, the Oscar De La Hoya fight?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
That was a hell of a fight. Well, glad you had a good time. Thank God you didn't deliver the baby on that trip.
No, I managed to keep my legs crossed all weekend.
Oh, good for you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it.
You know, that really is very nice because more times than not, we get calls from people going, hey, I want a T-shirt on your show 3 days ago, and I never got it.
Absolutely. It's nice to get some positive feedback for
Thank
a change.
You. Appreciate that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hi, this is Joe from New Jersey. Can I take a shot at the secret sound?
Joe, yes. Technically, you're from New York. Of course you can, Joe.
Okay.
Beautiful. Here you go. No buildup or anything, Joe.
Fine.
Here you go. And the sound is... There you go. What is it, Joe?
A toaster.
No.
Oh,
too bad.
We're sorry.
Thank you, though, Joe. Thank you for listening to the show.
Okay, thank you very much.
You'll hear yourself tonight.
Okay,
bye-bye. Extra clue for all of our listeners.
On the mighty WNEW. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, Don?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, if the Don Ho record is toast, let me know and I can replace it for you.
Well, you know what it is? It is the Don Ho Christmas album.
No, I can replace that.
Can you really?
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Are you asking me?
No, I'm not.
How could you replace that? My wife had to, like, search on eBay to find that stupid record.
Okay, well, put me back to whatever her name is, and I'll give her my information and let me know.
All right, yeah, well, yeah, no, wow. I need it overnighted.
Beautiful.
Hold on a second. Hey, what's her name? Pick up line six. Hello, Don and Mike show. Boy, would that get me out of the doghouse. Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're going on vacation the end of this week.
It would make for a perfect vacation.
It would. Mm-hmm. You know, the car's under warranty, and, you know, here's your stupid Don Ho record.
You know, if you get it, you should, like, you won't be going down. You'll be going down by yourself, so it wouldn't be like you guys were taking off on vacation, but, or maybe the first night of vacation, you just go, oh, incidentally, here you go.
Beauty.
That would be a good moment.
That'd be great. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, buddy.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Doing great. How are you guys?
Going great, thank you.
Excellent. Hey, I just want to let you know that the last 2 weeks of the Don and Mike show have been the absolute best in the history of Don and Mike.
Wow. Oh, I know why you're saying, because Dennis hasn't been on.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Here I was thinking it was a real compliment, and it's just another one of those Dennis Murphy hate calls.
It's a slam at Dennis.
And it's not that we hate Dennis Murphy.
What is it, then?
Well, it just is better without him.
It's better without Dennis.
It's better without Dennis.
That could be a slogan. Life's better. Life is better without Dennis.
Better without Dennis. Well, we'll never know exactly until tomorrow what Dennis has planned.
Buzz, give him a chance.
Buzz is not tipping his hand.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, Don and Mike.
Hey, Baldy.
I would like to thank you for your service to our country.
You're very welcome. Thank you for yours.
Thank you for the stellar radio show that you've been putting out all these years.
Thank you.
One of the top in the country.
Thank you.
Sir, do you... I know Virginia is a very firearm-friendly state. Do you yourself endorse the use of firearms?
Are you speaking to me, Dr. Geronimo, or are you speaking to Dr. O'Mara?
I am speaking to Dr. Geronimo.
Okay, he's asking you, do you endorse the use of firearms?
Only after the Lakers win the NBA Finals.
kudos, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
May I request a autographed picture, sir?
Certainly. Hold on, please, and Cameron will be glad to take care of that for you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Doug. How's it going, guys?
And if you see a rioter, shoot for the head.
Yeah. Yes, and then drag him into your house.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, I want to tell you guys, you hear the old lady from The Sopranos died this weekend.
Gee, thanks for that news bulletin. Gosh.
Hey, I just got off work. You guys talking about it?
I can go home now. Yeah, we were actually talking about it yesterday.
My bad. Okay, have a good time, guys.
Thank you, my friend. And that's another reason I'm going to have people shot when I'm elected king. If you elect me your king, whenever some white trash inbred says, hey, my bad, or whatever hip-hop phrase has gone out of popular culture,
yes,
they will immediately be shot.
Very good.
Wow. Very good.
Whenever some guy says, hey, okay, my bad, or if you hear a white guy go, it's all good, boom.
That's it.
Dead. Dead in the head.
All dated phraseology is not allowed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, I just want to tell you guys, it has been great radio. It has nothing to do with Dennis Murphy.
Thank you, Mike.
The highlight was Mike's wife. Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
Well, you know, I was segment yesterday.
I was complimenting her at the dinner table last evening, and she had a look on her face that told me she knew that she talked it over with her twin sister, and she knew that she had vanquished me, that she had defeated me.
It was a winning performance, Mike.
And it was kind of a new area, a new arena, and then this morning we were talking about it, and she said, I enjoyed it, but it's not going to be anything she wants to do on a regular basis, unless, of course, I start trashing her. Then she's always got the option with having the hotline now in her hot little hand, having the hotline that I don't even possess.
Oh, God.
Well, come on, you know the hotline, don't you?
I don't know. I've never known the hotline. Never. Why would I? What possible reason? Do you know when we're doing something where I'm on the phone and you write it down for me? That's why you write it down for me, because I don't know what it is.
Really?
I don't know what the hotline.
I don't have it.
He's writing it down right now.
Hey, keep up the good work, guys. We love you.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Hold on a second.
All right. He's writing down.
Okay, can we try it out when you give it to me?
Okay. Because
I just want to make sure it works.
Yeah. Use line number 7.
Okay.
If you use line 7, it'll ring right on the hotline.
Okay.
All right. Do I have to put a 1?
Yep.
Do I have to dial 9?
Nope.
Okay.
Mike, use the Telos pad.
Okay.
Use the other one. Well, let me take that off the air.
Yes.
You don't want anyone to pick up.
Right.
Now then I'll wait, and I'll pick up the phone, and now you will always have the hotline.
Okay, very good.
Great.
You have the hotline, Buzz?
No, I don't.
I'll give it to you also.
Oh, excellent.
Welcome, baby, to exclusive backdoor party. That's right, honey. Get right behind me and my bisexual friends. And then have it all your way. And then ask for what drives you wild.
What's
that? Just ask for ass.
There you go. I would like that.
1-800 ask for ass. That is always there. You know what? That is like our joke in a bottle.
I love that joke.
1-800 ask for ass never goes out of business.
God love them. They have been hanging in there for like 5 years.
And just ask for ass.
I'm saving this one.
Hello, last call. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to call y'all and tell y'all that my husband loves y'all to death.
Oh, please thank him for us.
He listens to you every day faithfully, versus Howard in the morning and you all in the evening.
Great.
And he wanted to know when y'all were going to be having something that he probably could come see y'all.
Where are you calling from? What city, honey?
D.C.
As a matter of fact, we're going to be going on vacation the end of this week, but we will have a Las Vegas-style show in the District of Columbia. In early July.
Those are usually the best ones.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you. Tell your husband to come.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Thanks.
Okay, goodbye, honey.
Oh, bye. She was so nice. Maybe we'll just come to her house.
Bye-bye. Time out. Listen, we never got to As the World I Hearns, so we have that brand-new episode coming up. Plus, we will also be channeling the dead on today's show.
Oh-ho!
Stand by. Be right back. There he was.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
He was better, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling in defense of Dennis Murphy. I don't think most of your listeners like disabled people. I think that's the problem. They're kind of Neanderthal.
I would say Dennis is not disabled.
I never thought of Dennis as disabled.
No.
You know, he has one hand, but I mean, I just never thought of. I mean, when Dennis is hanging out, I mean, I don't. It's just weird to think of him as disabled.
And he's never had a place on the show because he is without a hand and with half a tongue. He's always been on the show because he's always been like the guy that we do experiments on, like that time that we wanted to find out if Viagra worked.
That's right. We used Dennis.
We gave him a bunch of Viagra and put him in a room with Lewis to see if he could get a boner.
well, I think you kind of make fun of him, too. It's kind of like you have a lot of humor at his expense, and I don't know if it's that they don't like, or they just don't like his voice. I think they don't like his voice because he is disabled, and it's kind of, they're very, like, alpha male. They're very, hello?
I think there's many people right now listening who don't like your voice.
Yeah, I'm annoyed.
Because you're very alpha cunny.
And you've called before. Yes, you have.
Oh, is this that regular lady that just calls and tries to rile us up?
Yes, this is
on a variety of subjects.
She's starting out mellow, and it's going to get worse.
Is this that same lady that called us about JonBenet?
What did I say about that?
I bet it is.
Did I say that you actually... You encourage violence against children or something?
Yeah, right.
Was your plan to start out mellow and then get, like, nastier to us as time went on? Or what were you going to do? What was your divine plan today?
There's no game plan. I'm just saying that...
Now, listen, honey, I want to tell you that you've already been busted. Charlie Broyhill tells me you call us, you call Liddy, you call the sports junkies, and your whole thing is you must get your nut off by calling shows and getting disc jockeys riled up. Well, we're on to you.
Aha!
You're a professional caller. You're a phone pig.
So you...
There she goes.
She's out of there.
Yeah. Bingo.
She's out of there.
Well, that was Greg, man.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm calling to defend Dennis Murphy as well.
I'm not
a big Dennis Murphy fan.
Thank you. So are we, sir. He needs no defense. Wait until tomorrow and let his reinvention be the judge.
Well, I had to... this is Jeff from Pensacola. Hi, Buzz. I had the pleasure of meeting him in Wichita when I flew all the way for your show. Yeah, I got a pathetic life. And you guys really brought the house down, but when he came out on stage to announce the band, I mean, the applause was thunderous.
People love
Dennis Murphy.
Dennis has had incredible ovations over the years. We would be lying
There are some isolated pockets.
Yes, there are towns. What was the town where he owned?
Sioux City.
He owns Sioux City.
Also, Sacramento loves him.
Yes, Sacramento loves him. Wichita does love him.
Right. But there are an equal amount of cities who do not like Dennis.
Absolutely.
And those of us down here in Pensacola who have to drive to Mobile to listen to your show love him as well.
Okay, that's good.
Dennis,
thank you.
Will know that. Mm-hmm.
I think Dennis has had enormous pockets of success in Florida.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I was just wondering if that lady actually realizes that Dennis Murphy is... Buzz Burbank.
Oh, right. We let that secret out of the bag a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely.
This is true. She just doesn't get it. You guys are great. I'm a first-time caller. I just want to tell you that you guys make my day every day.
Thank you, my friend. You're very nice.
And it should be pointed out, Don identified her as what she is, and she's somebody who likes to get disc jockeys upset, and she calls lots of different shows.
Well, Broyhill told me after the last time she was on, he said, you know she's a pro.
Yeah.
That she calls Liddy, and like she gets on Liddy about how Liddy doesn't like homos.
Right.
And then she calls the sports junkies, and she gets on with them, and she's a professional. That's how, in essence, when guys call us and, like, they're audio-wise, they're J-O-ing
right.
when they get us in an argument.
That's what she's
that's
doing.
The same that that woman does. She's got her whole hand stuffed inside herself while she's calling us, making up some topic to argue with us about.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I love your show, man.
Thank you.
Hey, about that lady who just called, I just love it when you get on people like that who just come up making stupid-ass comments. I just love that.
Well, she's a pro, my friend. I mean, she's a pro, and we finally outed her. She won't be calling us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If she do, just put your foot in the ass. I just love it.
All right. Thank you.
I love your show. Y'all the best.
Thank you. If she do, I will put my foot in her ass.
There's a lot of love out there.
Oh, yeah.
There is?
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, we have got to get this. Well, I can't believe you're letting her go unpunished. You must give out her phone number so that we may all call her.
No.
Voice our own complaint.
No, listen. The punishment for her is the fact that we know that she's a pro.
Right.
Oh,
that's the punishment.
Busted.
That's the punishment. Now she can't call us anymore.
What's the matter? You couldn't make it to that Lakers celebration last night?
I would just love to just talk with her endlessly about all various topics. And then maybe we can even bring Dennis by her house.
No, but listen, don't you get it? She doesn't really care about Dennis. She was just trying to work us.
I guess she got me worked up as well as you guys. I gotta learn to be a little calmer.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. That might be a really good idea.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
I'm telling you, Mike, we've got our militia out there.
Oh, we do.
If ever we decide to assemble our KISS army.
Absolutely.
We've got them out there.
The disenfranchised, Don.
Hello.
The great unwashed.
Don and Mike show.
Hi. Hate Dennis Murphy.
When did this become a forum on Dennis Murphy? It's very interesting the way he arouses a lot of passion on both sides of the aisle.
You know, frankly, your opinion doesn't matter because it's our show, and we were getting tired of his sad sack routine. If he comes in and proves himself tomorrow to us, he'll continue to be a featured performer on this show.
Exactly. It's just that he's so irritating and he's so full of himself. That's what I can't stand.
He's a terrific agent for the show, and I stand by the missions that we have sent him on over the years. He's failed sometimes, but he's also done very well sometimes.
Yes, he has.
Okay.
Yes, but his fate... you know what you do to understand how the show works? You go watch that movie Gladiator.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Because when Caesar stands up, when it's thumbs up or thumbs down, the guy lives or the guy dies, that's, Mike and I are the Caesar here. You're just one of the people in the Coliseum who's watching what's happening.
Enjoy the show, though.
And that's the way it should be.
You have no voice on this show.
Right.
Thank you. You're mute.
Ah, and he's adhering to
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah, very good. Nice
All
job.
Right. Goodbye. Oh, beautiful. Go. Not another word said.
Put that phone in the cradle, citizen.
A good, obedient listener.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I wanted to talk to you guys about that introductory piece you've got about the schizophrenic. You know which one I mean? Guy says, roses are red, violets are blue.
Oh, what about Bob? I'm a schizophrenic and so am I.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, schizophrenics don't have multiple personalities. And so it's if you know that, it's no longer funny.
So are you a schizophrenic?
No, I'm not.
Have you been treated for any type of mental health issue?
Never.
Do you work in the mental health field?
Kind of. I'm a psychologist.
Okay. You're a psychologist. Do you understand that's a clip from a movie that we just found kind of funny?
And even though you've just explained to me why you think it's not funny...
I still think it's funny.
I still think it's funny, too.
Well, okay, I understand that, but... You guys also present yourselves as relatively smart guys, right?
Occasionally.
And the only reason it's funny is because you know something that's frankly not true. So now that you know, how can it still be funny?
It is funny.
You know, we could play it right now and I'd still laugh at it.
Robbie, I just played it today at the opening of the show and the music.
I know. It's the first time I noticed that you had it.
And let me tell you something about, you know, if you're writing a comedy for a movie, you're not going to write a comedy and say, roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic. I'm a multiple personality disorder and so am I.
Right, no,
that's not funny.
This is funny.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
It's flat not funny.
It's funny, but it's
funny.
Based on an incorrect premise.
I don't give a frig.
A lot of things are. Comedy has been based on incorrect premises, as just silly and stupid and fun.
What about the incorrect premise that went between your mom's legs? That formed you.
Well, look, all I'm just saying is...
You know what I would tell you? That this is the male version...
Yes, of the guy...
Of the woman that's
trying to get us going.
This is a guy that just gets his rocks off by calling and doing this.
I'm not trying to get you going at all.
Ooh, and then you used a different voice. I think you have been treated for schizophrenia.
Okay.
Have you?
Come on.
Yeah, you got me.
Okay, so, how many personalities do you have?
You mean how schizophrenic am I?
You know, you could also, my minor knowledge of psychological issues, you could be schizophrenic and also suffer from multiple personality disorder.
Well, from both your knowledge of psychological issues,
both conditions could exist.
Okay.
You ever been in a rubber room?
In a rubber room?
Funny farm?
No. Not as a guest.
You ever been locked up? Maybe some problems like, I don't know, chronic masturbation. Constant. We all suffer from that.
That's the case, Mike. We'd all
be in there.
Are you still there?
That's a sign we should move on. When a guy says, are you still there?
Yes, whenever there's the slightest sign of weakness.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Bud, how you doing?
Hi, my friend.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I know why your professional caller's calling you all of a sudden.
Why's that?
Well, the Elian Gonzalez thing went away, and she's probably one of those people that was standing around that house down there for so long, and now she has nothing better to do.
All right, thank you for that insightful analysis.
Absolutely, it has to be that.
Thank you, Tim Russert, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Buzz?
Hey.
Hey, you know what Sunday was besides Father's Day?
No.
It was the one-year anniversary that you guys kicked ass in Sacramento.
Was it really a year ago that we were in Sacramento?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, you guys mentioned that Sacramento loves Dennis.
Yes.
I had to call in and say, we do. We love you guys, and we can't wait for you to come back.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep waiting.
Very nice.
It's just pure nice. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Love your show, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about this billboard that's right outside of Spokane, and I have to smile every time I see it because I think how you guys talk about Superman.
Yeah.
He's standing there with his arms crossed and his great big smile on his face, and it says, Bones of Steel.
What is it, like for a chiropractor or something?
Milk.
Oh, milk.
Oh, milk.
And
all
then,
right.
And then you get right past it, and you come to a building, and it's kind of funny. The building is for the company Boeing. Boeing, you know, the aircraft.
Right.
They build floors for the big jets that they make in Seattle. Boing.
Okay, goodbye. Mm-hmm. Although that guy did remind me, I did want to share with you.
And then he drives his little Mercedes right into the abutment.
The letter we got.
Listen, Sheriff, I'm really sorry.
Wrong table.
So seriously about
there it is.
Driving home one night, how easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in that abutment on the side.
We did get a serious letter from a Superman aficionado about Superman having sex with Lois.
This is the subject that was featured. There it is.
Someone who sent us a letter was Superman Stationery.
The logo, the Superman logo, Superman.
Dear Don and Mike, during the last week, I noticed you are plagued with the idea of Superman having sex. My letter can put your mind at rest. On Thursday's show, you read from a term paper called Man of Steel, Woman of Tissue. The author apparently did not know one goddamn thing about Superman besides the fact he looks good in tights.
Mm-hmm.
This homo author, no offense, Joe, is out of touch with Superman. Don, listen to me. Superman could have sex with Lois. At least let us hope so, since they've been married for 3 years. This is not to say Superman and Lois could have a baby. As you can see in the comic I have enclosed, as you can see, he sent me a comic book in a plastic bag.
Green Lantern and Superman. Wow.
As you can see in the comic I enclosed, it seems they have a very healthy sex life.
Mm-hmm.
I also enclosed somewhere some non-mainstream art, and here you have some porno of Superman, The Flash, and Batman all going at Wonder Woman.
Oh, I love cartoon porno.
Where they're all, and Supergirl's, her hand has disappeared.
Wow.
As you can see, Batman is doing it in the bad place.
That's incredible. That's really incredible.
So he sent that picture along with the comic book. Even though Superman is strong, it doesn't mean Superman can control his strength. He can grab a cat from a tree without ending up with a fistful of fur, whiskers, and blood after all. But you could say this would be a reaction he would not be able to control. However, you have to remember that some muscles don't develop the same the way others do. A person may train themselves to bench 400 pounds and squat 750 pounds, but I will bet you, because he can do all this, he still wouldn't be able to do 50-pound curls with his penis. If he could do that, he would be one mean son of a bitch.
Okay.
So this guy's really putting a lot of thought into this.
Oh, yeah, maybe a little too much.
Now, I would be willing to bet that after Superman shot his...
Yeah, right, of course.
Lois would not ask, did you finish?
Right.
I'm sure she would know. However, I do not think that sex with Superman is a death sentence. Even though Superman and Lois can have sex, I don't believe they would be able to have a child together. They are from different species. Don, you idiot, you should have known this.
Wow, he's angry at you.
They have as much chance of having kids as you would if you were effing a goat. It is not going to happen. However, if it were possible, it would happen in the natural way and not come shooting out of Lois's stomach and impregnating every woman within a 5-mile radius, as your other author would have you believe.
He doesn't like that other author.
No. That idea is as plausible as the JFK magic bullet theory. It's just effing stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a baby would not claw its way out of Lois's stomach like the creature from Aliens. Superman slowly developed his powers by absorbing radiation from the sun. Superman is a solar battery. I think this is funny that we have these nerds writing us these letters about
these guys
Superman.
Very, very serious about it.
Even if the baby were to have all of his powers while still in Lois's womb, he would have no stored solar radiation in which to power them. That is unless Lois has a sunroof in her stomach.
Oh, my.
And that is not happening.
Boy, there's going to be a fist fight in the basement of the science building.
So even though Superman, oh, hell, we're getting personal, let's call him Cal. Don, why do you refer to him as Kal-El? Don't you refer to Mike as Mike? Do you always call him Mike O'Mara? Please refer to Superman as Cal, not Kal-El.
I would listen if I were you, Don Geronimo.
Even though Cal would never be able to have children with a human or a goat, he would be able to have sex without committing a capital offense. Come on, give the guy a break. He flies around and saves the earth. Cut the guy some slack. I'm sure even Cal gets tense, and a man of steel needs to blow off steam once in a while.
Okay, I like right. this guy.
I can't think of a better way than a sweet piece of ass like Lois Lane. Can
I like
you?
This. I like his theory.
Now that it's all settled, the only question that needs to be answered, do you think he gets embarrassed for being faster than a speeding bullet? Sincerely, your friend, Charles.
Charles.
If you have any questions in the future about Superman or anything comic related, please feel free to call me at home.
The big debate going, he didn't care for the last guy.
No, he didn't.
He has a much more romantic idea of Superman, and he sent you comic book evidence.
Yeah.
Is that one with Superman
know.
And Lois having sex? Is that a fully sanctioned Superman comic?
Yeah, this is a real DC comic.
All right, are they making whoopee in
well,
there?
Here, right here on the front page. It's Superman in bed. Or rather, he's in a tub with a rubber ducky. And here's Lois at the other end of the tub, and Superman says, one more. He's feeding her chocolate-covered strawberries.
There you go.
And Lois says, Clark, if anyone doubts about your physical condition, well, sigh, tonight you've earned the name Man of Steel.
Okay, wow. That's it. That's right there, comic book evidence.
There you go. Who knew that they had Superman effing Lois in the comics now?
That's pretty amazing.
Huh. Why don't they show something then?
Well, it's kids read it.
Well, no, come on, obviously. Look at this, Buzz. I got this from an adult.
True.
For goodness sakes, who sent me this thing in a plastic bag. So as to keep it safe
right.
for future generations.
Future generations.
Right. Keep it safe.
Oh, God.
I just loogied on it. I mean, listen, I love Superman and all.
I love
talking about hearing Superman have sex.
I thought you'd bring that home.
No. Not valuable enough.
All right, very good.
It's a new comic, Mike. I like the olden time ones.
Olden style.
The old ones that smell like my grandma. Those are the ones I really like, the old comic books.
That really? I didn't know Superman had a scratch and sniff.
Toe tapping touchstones. Right there. Clear them out. All right. Let's get a call 100. Let's try to give away the money. Buzz, do you have your script, incidentally?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and Mike, I have a script for you and
excellent.
One for you also, Robbie, for the final episode of As the Ahern Turns.
Good.
That will be right after this, right after caller 100 right now. Good luck.
They both prefer masturbating in the morning, John and Mike.
And we do. Hello, John and Mike show.
Hi, am I caller 100?
Yeah, that's one of those bumpers that's not funny, just factual.
It is. We do prefer it that way.
Hi, yes, you are the 100th caller, and who is this?
This is Brian from Spokane.
Brian, call number 100, and you won the WWF King of the Ring prize pack.
Awesome.
And that is courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable Systems. Call your local Comcast or Cox System now to order WWF King of the Ring Sunday, June 25 on pay-per-view. Have you heard the new Secret Sound number 4?
Yes, sir, I have.
Beautiful. Then I'm guessing that you have a guest ready?
I certainly do.
That's what I like to hear. We'll play it for you now, give you one more listen, then 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Yoko Ono. I have to once in a while. I need a Yoko thing.
All right. But don't set off the alarm.
I won't.
It doesn't count.
Okay.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Don't get it, Rob. It doesn't count. When he does it in the contest, it doesn't count. It's not a naturally occurring phenomenon.
Right.
If you want to hear it, I'll give you the record.
Yeah.
Yes. For $500, what is that sound?
I don't know if it's been guessed before, but is it a deck of cards being shuffled?
You know what?
No.
Oh,
however,
we're sorry.
It is not a deck of cards. It's not been guessed before. Hold on, you mean this sounds like a deck of cards being shuffled? Put it back in, Robbie. Listen to this.
Metal cards. Money metal cards.
Trick metal cards.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on. Don't forget that every guess is a clue.
It's a clue for you.
A really dumb guess like that. Mike, here's your script.
Very good.
Robbie, here's your script.
Thank you, buddy.
Buzz, you got your script?
All set.
Okay, everybody. This will be, at least for right now, the final episode of As the World Ahern's of course, dedicated to the douchebag of the Washington Post. So if everybody's in place, let's go and cue our announcer. Here's the wrap-up episode.
When we last left him, our hero, Frank Ahearns, was in a world of trouble. He had just been shot multiple times by his spurned ex-life partner, Sergio. Amazingly, the vast majority of the shots fired at Frank hit him exclusively in his newly installed plastic vagina. Only a couple of the bullets went astray, resulting in the unfortunate and senseless deaths of both Leonard Shapiro and Dr. Gridlock. But I digress. Our focus must remain on our hero, Frank, who, as we join today's episode, is lying in a puddle of his own blood, curled up in a fetal position on the floor at a party in Washington, D.C., surrounded by all the heavy hitters of print journalism. Luckily, Frank was escorted to the party by a brilliant young surgeon, Dr. Chip Bandwidth. Dr. Bandwidth kneels down next to Frank to see if he can save our young hero and says,
"This is worse than I thought. Everyone, let's clear this room. Give this pseudo-journalist some room. Good God, look at this mess. I haven't seen vaginal bleeding this severe since Barbara Bush hit menopause."
"Oh, tell me about it." "And the ironic thing is, I wasn't even supposed to start my first menstrual cycle until a week from Wednesday."
"Frank, boy, you can talk."
"Of course I can. The bullets hit my vulva, not my voice box. But the fact remains, I am in excruciating pain. If you don't do something soon, I'm a goner for sure."
"Don't worry, sweetheart. I'll do everything I can to make sure you pull through. Now then, let's have a look at that vagina."
"What should I do, doctor?"
"Well, Frank, boy, if you can elevate your hips and spread your legs as far apart as you can, I've got to get at your crotch."
"Oh, Dr. Bandwidth, I've waited for so long to hear you say those words to me."
"I know, Francis. I'm sorry it's under these unfortunate conditions. Now, try to show me that sensational cervix of yours."
"Oh, by goodness, doctor, I can't move from the waist down."
"That says to me you've suffered some very heavy nerve damage. I better call over to the hospital to see if they can send over a specialist who can help you, because, as you know, my field of expertise is prosthetic genitalia."
So, as Dr. Bandwidth goes off to call into the hospital, Frank is timidly approached by the only other figure remaining in the room. He is a darkly handsome, muscular man dressed in a studded leather outfit. It is Sergio, the man who only moments earlier had tried to kill Frank in a burst of jealousy-fueled gunfire. But his mood has changed. He seems apologetic as he approaches our hero.
"Francisco, my darling, you look truly pitiful. So sad."
"Well, considering you just unloaded about 20 bullets into my latex labia, I can't move my legs and I'm bleeding to death. I thought I was putting up a pretty brave front. It's pretty lucky that I was able to drink a half a pig lady before your terrorist attack. Boy, that liquor sure helps ease the pain."
"Well, my darling, I came over to beg your forgiveness. Please, Francisco, can you ever put the incident behind us?"
"Sergio. Sergio. You finally saw the error of your ways, didn't you? You want us to be together? You want to experience the splendor of my new vagina?"
"Actually, I was just wondering if you could introduce me to Senor Tony Kornheiser. I never realized how dreamy he was."
At that moment, Dr. Chip Bandwidth returns to Frank's side and says,
"Listen, boy, bad news. The hospital can't send anyone to help out. All the other doctors were called out to help John Imus with his 5 broken ribs, his broken collarbone, his separated shoulder, and his collapsed lung."
"Who is Don Imus?"
"Exactly."
"Oh, Dr. Bandwidth, try to help me. I feel myself getting weaker."
"Okay, boy. Let's have a look. Yes, definite signs of nerve damage. After the shooting, it seems that Frank has lost control of his bowels."
"Actually, doctor, that happened this afternoon. I've never had a lot of luck with controlling my BMs, but I still love looking at them."
"Good God!
worse than I thought. This is the worst looking gash I've ever seen. Sergio!
See?
Hand me my medical bag!
See?
I've got bad news for you, Frank.
What is it, Doc?
Listen, boy, it appears that your body is rejecting the vagina after all.
I was afraid this would happen.
You were?
Yes.
Oh.
When we did our initial blood work at the hospital, I realized that your bloodstream was totally devoid of all hormones. Therefore, your body cannot, by its very nature, sustain any sexual function. That vagina has got to go.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
But there's more.
What? You have to take my Merkin, too?
Well, actually, boy, you can keep your Merkin, but it appears you're going to die.
Hi, Chihuahua!
Even after an emergency vaginal removal and some fast stitching, the blood loss continued at a rapid rate. Frank was indeed dying. And now that he was back to being an asexual peon, a strange calm fell over him. He began to speak.
Now, the end is in sight. There are a few things that I'd like to get off my concave chest. First of all, Dr. Bandwidth?
Yes.
I never really loved you.
Really, boy?
That's the truth, sir. I was just using you to make Sergio jealous. I wanted him to father my children.
Well, you did make him jealous, boy. He did kill three people.
Not people, Dr. Bandwidth. Reporters! And Sergio, I am so flattered that you killed for me. By the way, let me see the gun that you used.
Here it is, my friend Cisco.
Ooh, thanks. Take that, bitch!
You have any other deathbed confessions, Frank Ahearns?
Yes, I do. It's time I told it. The truth is that... Well, here it goes. I love the Donna Bike Show. There. I said it. I love the Donna Bike Show.
But boy, why do you write all that negative stuff about them?
Because... Because they refuse to love me back. I mean, of course I find them hilarious and compelling. I think that they are far and away the greatest thing on the dial. They are the future. They are radio gods. But they never once gave me the respect that I was entitled to. All I ever really wanted was for them to recognize me for what I really am.
Which is what?
A beautiful, beautiful, luscious woman.
So, boy, you really loved Don and Mike all along?
Yes, it was a strange, one-sided love affair. And since they wouldn't let me love them, I had to hate them. In fact, Don and Mike are my second favorite radio show of all time, next to...
Next to? Next to who?
Rod and Fez!
That figures.
And with that, Frank Ahearns was dead. No life, no career, and no genitals. But the world goes on, and soon there will be another radio critic to take his place. And if the new critic is smart and chooses his words wisely, he'll never have a radio drama written about him. A drama like As the World Ahearns.
Bravo! Bully!
Author!
Bully!
Author! Bully!
Bravo! Ahearns, why don't you roll that up and smoke it?
That was a beautiful, beautiful ending.
What do you think about that, huh?
Wonderful.
That's good.
I love that.
Now, how could he possibly write in his online column today? I heard a couple of episodes, and my thinking was, good idea,
below average execution.
Of course he had to say that. But of course we heard the truth today. The truth today that he really loves us, we just don't love him back.
Sorry, can't do it, Frank.
And when you don't get loved back sometimes, that's the greatest hatred of all.
And now he's dead. You're dead to us.
Yes, dead to us.
You're dead to us. You died with your plastic vagina.
Absolutely.
On the operating table with Dr. Chip Bandwidth and Sergio.
Sergio, your life partner. Fantastic.
There you go, as the world I heard.
Marvelous ending. Wonderful. Beautiful. Dramatic. I cried. I laughed.
Of course, as in with all good soap operas, mm-hmm. if he riles us again,
yes.
you know, just like they do on One Life to Live, you can bring people back from the dead.
Yeah. Absolutely. You can have a fantastic dream sequence.
Easiest thing to do. Stand by. We will be right back.
Outrageous, if you please. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, we are going to get the Wayback Machine going here in a couple of seconds. It's warming up right now. We're going to go up to heaven.
All right.
We'll talk to the latest dead person. And surprise, it's not Bob Hope.
Nope, it's not.
We will have that person on in a moment. Now, here we have a couple of options. We can take some phone calls, because the phones are always ringing.
Yes, they are.
Or we can call Leah Remini back to find out how her birthday went.
It's always a nice option. I always love talking to Leah.
But I'm afraid that if we talk to Leah, then I would have mentioned about the other thing, that eventually we're going to have to mention to her.
I know, you wouldn't be able to keep that under your hat.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, is it totally possible that we couldn't remain friends with Leah? You know, we couldn't...
Well, here's the deal. There's this guy who we know.
It's totally impossible that we couldn't remain friends. You know?
There's this guy that we know who used to be an intern on our show a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And he left us to go work somewhere else in radio, but maintained contact with us. More specifically, with Charlie Broyne. He's one of Charlie's best friends.
Uh-huh.
And this guy, I think we talked about him a long time ago, like 7 or 8 years ago. But we were amazed that he actually wrote a script for that stupid Urkel show.
Right.
And they accepted it.
Wow.
So he went out to Hollywood because he had written an episode of The Urkel Show.
Once you get in that door, if you mind your P's and Q's, you can stay a while.
Well, as it turns out now, this guy is the producer of a show that's going to be on CBS
mm-hmm.
in the fall, mm-hmm. Monday nights at 8:30, right after The King of Queens.
Wow.
The name of the show is called Yes, Dear. And it features that insufferable bore, Mike O'Malley,
mm-hmm.
who you might remember from the Mike O'Malley Show.
Very good.
Now, this guy, who is a friend of ours, almost like Donnie Brasco, friend of ours.
Friend of us.
He called up and he said, hey, he's the co-executive producer of the show.
Right.
He said he would like for Mike O'Malley and the other stars of the show to call in to this radio show mm-hmm. to get known to the people. And furthermore, because he's the co-producer,
right.
he wants us to come out there and film an episode where we won't be baggage, we won't be playing trees, we won't be playing the drapery,
good.
Where we will actually have real lines and actually be written into the script.
A real part.
Yes, what he is offering, sight unseen,
yes.
because of the promotion that he knows that we've given the King of Queens, is
right.
in essence what this guy has said is, will you take your allegiance from King of Queens
mm-hmm.
and put it towards the show that will be on directly after King of Queens and before Everybody Loves Raymond.
Well, I think it's established that we, you know, as far as the producers and the directors of King of Queens, I mean, we've definitely worn out our welcome there. I don't think that would be happening again, so it wouldn't be like we'd be giving up anything that, you know, we had a chance to do anyway.
But in a way, we could turn it into maybe an ultimatum with Leah, not personally, but professionally. To say, listen, there is another show on CBS
mm-hmm.
where they want us to get to know the stars,
right.
like we know Leah and like we know Kevin,
uh-huh.
and they've already told us, no BS. You want to be on the show? We want to have you guys on the show.
And
we want to give you lines on the show. Mm-hmm. We want to give you real parts on the show.
Right.
Because they think the producer of this new show, Yes Dear, thinks it will be exciting for his new television show.
That's good.
Right. And I am
it's a great positive attitude.
And I am chomping at the bit to tell Leah this so that she, in turn, will tell Kevin.
Right.
But I'm afraid that when we tell Leah...
Leah will react badly.
I need the soap opera music again, because I'm afraid that when we tell Leah...
Yes.
...that instead of just getting the message and relaying it to Kevin, somehow Leah will get pissed, and then it will all blow up.
Well, F you guys.
Right.
But sometimes being wanted by somebody else makes you more desirable. That happens a lot in Hollywood.
Happens in radio.
People appear on different shows.
Happens in love.
So what do you think, Buzz? You're a third party in this.
Well, I think you could be on both shows. The guy who played...
No, we can never be on King of Queens again unless they gave us an actual role.
Okay. See,
and that's what the new show has going for it, this show with Mike O'Malley. Like, the fact that the producer
already likes our radio show and already has heard all the stuff that we did with King of Queens.
Sure.
And has already said, listen, you guys want to be on the show? Tell me when you want to come out. We'll write you into an episode.
Well, we'd never do another thing. We wouldn't do it even if Mike O'Malley didn't exist. We wouldn't go back and do what we've done before. We wouldn't do that. We said last time we wouldn't do that. We mean that.
No more walk-on.
King of Queens might want you for a speaking part after they've seen you speak on...
Would we do speaking parts on both shows? Oh, yes.
Yes, sure, yes, of course. Would. Yes, we would. However, I would rather not have it get to that point to where... We're on the show Yes, Dear, doing a walk-on and having roles, and then having Kevin and Leah say, you know what, oh, listen, that's never going to happen.
Like, no, it's
call,
not.
They're going to call and go, you know what, we saw that. God damn.
No.
You guys are brilliant. Please have speaking roles on King of Queens.
King of Queens is an established hit show.
Right.
It doesn't need that. It doesn't need that.
Right.
The show that we have to fuse ourselves with and adhere to is the young upstart. This is, we have enough experience with this to know that the only time disc jockeys get to really adhere themselves to television shows.
When they need you.
Are at the very beginning until they get established.
Right. Right.
That's the way it works.
As is pretty much as nice a guy as he is, as it's happened like with Kevin James.
Right.
Who's a stand-up guy and really a good guy. I would not refer to him as a friend. He would be more of an acquaintance.
We've enjoyed, you know, their upstart stuff. That's the way we do it. I mean, when they're starting and they want to get a good buzz on the street, pardon the pun buzz, you know, they really like to use disc jockeys for that. We also know that, you know, after they get established, forget it. They're not, I mean, you said that about King of Queens. You said it
a long
time
eventually
ago.
They would discard us. And the only difference in all of this is that Leah... is really such a sweet person.
Leah's become a friend.
And has really become our friend.
Absolutely. And that I don't think that has to change at all.
All right.
But see, I think that this might change it.
Mm-hmm.
Not from our standpoint, but maybe from her standpoint.
I don't think it will.
Mm-hmm. I just think it has to be finessed the right way.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And I'm definitely not the right person for the job. Let's call her.
What the hell?
I think and both shows are grateful for the publicity. I think even King of Queens, now that they're established, they're still not the size of a hit that, say,
no,
Raymond is.
No, and I think Leah, that's not lost on Leah. They still appreciate coming on a show and getting publicity. That's true.
They still have work to do. On at 8 o'clock, they've got a tough road ahead of them.
Mm-hmm. And we'll call her under the guise of asking how her birthday party was.
Excellent. Very good.
And then we'll just segue into the Yes, Dear stuff.
Very good.
That's good.
The new CBS show.
Sure. That wants us on.
And I think I know how much pleasure it's giving you to do this. And
me too.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not
no
there.
One is available right now. Please leave your message after the tone.
All right, let me try her cell phone.
Very good. Right.
Hold on.
Find out how her fabulous 30th birthday party was.
And drop the big kaboom.
That we're being courted.
Wooed.
By another television series.
On the same network, on the same night.
A series that we will give our heart and soul to. At least at the beginning.
We'll be there whores.
At least until we go out to Los Angeles to find out we hate everybody out there, too.
Hello?
We'll be a whore for Mike O'Malley.
Hello, Leah?
Her call has been forwarded to automatic voice message system.
No, it's not available.
Leah is not available.
All right.
Please record your message.
I'm not going to leave a message.
No need.
I'm not going to do it like that.
No need. We have Mike O'Malley.
Got to do it in person.
Absolutely. And will there be a hot... sexy spitfire on the Mike O'Malley show that we can attach ourselves to?
The premise is that it's two guys who are living with a girl.
Ah.
Broyhill, come here. What's the premise of this stupid show?
Very exciting.
I think that it might be that the other guy is married to a hot chick and that...
Two guys and a girl?
And that,
is there a pizza place there?
Mike O'Malley is like the guy's best friend who won't move out. Is that the...
It's two married couples.
I'm totally wrong. It's two married couples.
There are four couples. I mean, there are four human beings that we can deal
supposed
with.
Supposed to be two hotties.
Two hotties.
That one girl from the Neutrogena commercials. I know there's plenty of those.
Oh, you showed me her picture.
Right.
God damn, she's hot.
Yeah.
See, I can't believe I forgot that.
Really?
Can't remember her name.
Fantastic.
No, she has three names.
This girl is hot, though. This girl from the Neutrogena commercials. He showed me her picture on a website. You would recognize
her. I did.
In an instant. No, no.
He did.
Right. That's what I said. He did.
You are something else, man. So is this a... What are they thinking about this at CBS? Are they excited? I mean, is this something where they're really putting all of their promotional moxie behind this for the
Not
fall?
Not all of it, but Greg knows what the show did for King of Queens, and he called me and asked, he said, would you do the same thing for us?
Ah.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
That's great, and I think right at the beginning...
And he's is he the producer or a co-producer?
He's the co-creator.
creator.
And you know something you never know. You never know with a sitcom. You have no idea whether the show is going to be a dog or the show is going to be an absolute smash.
Well, John, I know the odds are overwhelming that it's going to be a dog.
The Michael Malley factor does play into this a little bit.
I don't even remember Michael Malley.
What commercial was he in?
He
got a TV show out of being
ESPN.
In a commercial.
He was the Rick.
Oh, the Rick.
Yeah.
You know the guy.
Oh,
who
you
was,
mean the guy that
would call Peter Gammons all the time,
wearing the Bruins jersey.
Yeah. He also had an honor last year of all the major networks. His show was the first one canceled last year.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Right, him.
But I love those commercials though.
There's someone else who called today wanting to come back on.
Who was that?
Christopher Titus.
Oh, you know, now that guy I feel sorry for, because he's genuinely a nice guy.
And his show's holding its own, isn't it?
They're coming back.
Yeah, they're coming back in the fall.
Of course they're coming back on Fox, though.
That's right.
So, you know.
He wants to come back on.
Well, why don't we... Who's to say we couldn't, like, hold him up for it?
That
show sucks.
Yeah, but you know what? If he'll give us...
I'm sorry.
Listen, who cares? Babylon 5 sucked.
Yeah.
And we went on Babylon 5.
As long as we're speaking.
Yeah. Why don't you tell Titus that if he will give us a speaking role, Titus can come on the show to promote his show, Titus on
Fox. We're agreed. We'll do anything of a speaking role, Nathan.
Yes.
Anything he wants.
Try to get a tour of all three shows with speaking parts. On the same week.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be incredible? Listen, seriously, what if we went out there for a week?
Hold on, you're dreaming. Because there's no way. The best we could possibly hope for would be two out of the three.
Hmm.
I don't think King of Queens is going to come around.
I agree.
This.
Two out of the three.
I really don't think.
Well, and you know that Titus is on directly opposite the new Mike O'Malley show.
Well, that's happened before.
Oh, okay.
That's happened before when, you know, when the major stars are doing guest spots.
Right.
It's happened often.
Yes. Right? There's no reason we can't promote both.
It happens.
Yeah, call Titus back.
I will.
And his people call all the time, right?
It's his wife. That's his people.
Wow. All right, we'll call his wife. What we say is, like, give us a little cameo speaking part, just a tiny little speaking part.
Okay.
And we'll
come right back on this show.
Talk to him on a regular basis.
Sure.
And I actually, you know what? I said the show sucked. I haven't even watched the show. I don't even know if it's...
Has it gotten any better?
No.
No, it's
still bad.
I mean, still the same show you remember.
He's a funny guy.
Yep.
He's a funny
guy.
And he was funny when we had him in the studio. Mm-hmm. But beyond the first episode, I personally don't find the show funny. But who gives a rat's ass?
Right.
It's on television.
TV. It's on the Magic Box, and that's it. And now, and you think this show with Mike O'Malley is it's going to be a definite opportunity for us to get chat roles?
Yes, I do.
And they're already on the schedule, right? That's 8:30 Mondays?
Yes.
On CBS?
Beautiful.
Yeah. We'll call that guy back and tell him yes.
I will.
Okay.
Excellent.
Good.
This is good. This is as we... Ladies and gentlemen, this is kind of behind-the-scenes chatter. You're listening to us manipulate our Hollywood careers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Such as they are.
Hi.
Which are non-existent.
Hey, Don. I don't think you give yourself quite the due sometimes. You're schmoozing prowess. But I think with Leah, where she's concerned, if you just say to her, look, on a personal level, you know, you're our A-list person, but we have a business opportunity that's come about, and we'd like your blessing.
That might be a great way to play it.
Blessing.
That is not a bad idea. We have a business opportunity.
We'd like your blessing.
And you put it that way, and she will go,
no. We have a chance.
You got to play up to her as a woman.
They've already offered us speaking roles on Yes Dear. We would like your blessing to move on.
I'll speak to her on your behalf if you'd like.
No, you know what? I'm going to give you a prize. Hold on a second.
That's a great idea. It really is.
Normally, I hate ideas from our audience, but that's a beauty of an idea. And you're
right.
It's
a business opportunity.
You're right. It's just like working a woman.
We don't want this to affect our friendship.
No. Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Welcome to the Liars Club.
Way to go, buddy.
Can we still be friends?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you...
Would it damage our friendship?
The two-disc DVD set of Independence Day, okay?
Great, I can go out and buy a DVD player now.
This is a brand new DVD just released. Prepare to be blown away, Independence Day, now available on DVD. That is for you. Thank you.
I think that's fantastic.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. A genius call.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say again? I want to write that down.
He said, we don't want this to affect
us. We have a business opportunity. Could we have your blessing?
We'd like your blessing.
That's the key.
We'd like your blessing on a business opportunity that has come our way. An opportunity that we feel is, hey, and throw this in there, okay?
Okay.
An opportunity unlike any other we've ever had. Okay, which kind of like pees all over the
right
the thing that they did for us.
Beautiful.
That's better than any we've ever had.
Charlie, I'm really getting a stiffy for this now. Try to pager. Get her to call in. I'm serious. Try Leah right now.
We'd like your blessing on a business opportunity that's come our way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You guys have tackled two of the four major TV stations. Why don't you go for NBC and ABC? Going to Want to Be a Millionaire. Doing the one good show on NBC. Go for it.
Not to say we wouldn't if they weren't asking, but they're not asking. Hello?
They will.
Hello, Don and Mike show. No, they won't, Buzz.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Before, when you were doing the Superman discussion, you got edited. I didn't know if you realized that.
About how could they possibly edit the conversation about Superman?
I don't know, but you were saying one word, and all of a sudden you were saying a different, completely different word.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what it was. I think I know. I forgot what it was, but it was something in the letter. It was something that was written in the letter.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It sounded like it to me.
Jesus H. Christ.
Thank you. It had to do with the J word.
Jizz?
Yes. Yes.
Now, no one's told me that jizz is not an acceptable word.
It's not that it was the context.
Look, they said Superman's jizz?
It was the context that it was used in.
That's Superman's jizz would blow Lois's head off?
Oh, there you go. You may have hit it there.
Christ. Well, go ahead. Keep editing me.
Here comes Charlie Brooke.
Keep editing everything funny that I say.
This time it wasn't me. It was the fact that you said it was on someone is why.
You know, here's what I really ask. Seriously, when we go on vacation this next time, I would like, when I come back,
I want a concerted effort. What happened to the pictures I was supposed to send
that to Ken?
An actual list
of
everything that can and cannot be said on this show.
And in what context?
Yes. Mm. You know, otherwise, why not just put a muzzle in my mouth and Mike's mouth? Why not just let... And the thing that is really so goddamn ridiculous about this is that the one discussion that they keep focusing on
Superman
is Superman having sex with Lois.
It's another pleat in his cape.
We are talking. I said to him the other day when I was screaming at Ken,
mm-hmm.
Would you be this upset if I was talking about Goofy having sex with Donald Duck? And you know what his answer was?
Yes, of course he was. That's the answer he's supposed to give you.
Jesus.
It's crazy.
It sucks that they edit us like that.
It's crazy. It's all about Superman.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bastard.
Did you get paid for the road chase there was today in Virginia?
There was a chase in Virginia?
I only get paid for KNBC in Southern California.
Oh, I believe there was one from Virginia to outside the White House.
I don't believe you. Set up. It's been a long time.
You know what? You're wrong.
Because there really was one?
It went through five separate counties today in D.C.
Okay, good.
I know that.
I just got nervous there because I thought we were being...
Thanks, Mike.
I'm sorry, sir.
You, baby.
No, listen, you have to understand. I try to protect us. You understand that, don't you?
I understand. I'm sorry.
I know that there was some kind of a chase. You know the
problem?
Did the Fox
helicopter shoot?
Sky Fox did not have
them. Okay.
That is the problem living in D.C., that only one station has a helicopter.
Stupid.
And they don't use it right. They just use it to put that hottie up in the morning and do traffic.
I know. Local TV in D.C. is like in a holding pattern from the 1960s.
I was at my mother-in-law's this weekend, and they're in Virginia Beach, Newport News area. You know, they have two or three helicopters in that market.
Do you know when we were in Ocean City this weekend? Do you know that goddamn Baltimore has helicopters?
Mm-hmm.
Channel 11's got one. Channel 13's got one.
What is the reason? Has anybody, has no one fought that?
The reason, Mike, is because this is Washington, D.C.
That's right.
And the news here is not sensationalized like it is in those other markets.
It's the same way, like when you read the newspaper here, that they consider it news. Who was at the charity auction the night before? And that's why they put that in Monday's edition of the style section with, is it Roxanne Roberts? Talking about, who went to the good party, the rich people? Here's a picture of people that nobody else has any clue who they are.
Ever get a look at that babe, though, in Sky Fox on Channel 5?
Hottie.
Would I like to give her my rotary blade?
Oh, yes.
Oh. Amy, is her name Amy Roadblock? Her name is Amy Rorschach or something like
that? This man knows.
What's her name?
Amy Roebuck.
Amy Roebuck.
The only reason I watched that news in the morning.
Could we get her on the show sometime?
I'll try.
She's so hot.
Have her come down?
She's so hot.
Yeah, get her in the studio. I mean, does she do both mornings and afternoons?
Well, no, here's the problem with Amy Roebuck. She does just mornings. That in the morning... When she's on doing the cut-ins during the Fox News, she has to be up in the helicopter, so she has the stupid headphones on.
Right.
Then when she comes down to anchor the news at noon...
She's got headphone head?
She has, like, helmet head.
Oh.
You know.
Too bad.
She should get one of those, like, one of those Imus type of headphone things that she wears up there, so that her hair is pretty.
I think we could actually bring her in and drool over her for a while.
I'll call.
She's very hot.
Mm-hmm.
Sky Fox.
Maybe first day back?
Yeah, that'd be nice, first day back from vacation.
It'd be nice, and it would be our way of saying, you know, way to go, Channel 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Helicopter people.
Right.
Yeah.
But they don't use them. They don't use them like other markets use them.
They don't use them to cover car chases and fires and shootings and stuff. They cover them to, you know, they use it to show you that the Wilson Bridge is blocked up. Duh, it's blocked up every day.
And they use them so you can make a TV commercial that shows the helicopter in the air.
Right. Sky Fox.
Going by all the monuments and stuff. Hey, there's something unique.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Is it me?
Yes.
Hey, well, I think in D.C., the reason that they can't have a lot of helicopters is because of all the restricted airspace, and the stations don't want to spend all the money.
Yes, but what about the suburbs area? I mean, you're talking about D.C. itself.
Right.
And I understand it's the same reason that you don't have skyscrapers in D.C., that nothing can be taller than, what is it, the Washington Monument or some stupid law like that. But even with all the restricted airspace by the Pentagon and by the White House, you know, plenty of great stuff happens in Fairfax County, Montgomery County, Prince George's County.
I would be curious about that. You know, I think he's got a point with the restricted airspace, but I'd like to know, you know, just how restricted it is.
Nice. Well, I think they do it because they just what we just said. Because that's sensationalism, and that's not what we deliver.
This is D.C. We don't need a helicopter with our news.
That's why all the anchors are such bags.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't put any young, good-looking people on television. I'm serious. Watch the other stations sometimes. Watch that Channel 4 in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Christ, even the lady with the Bride of Frankenstein hair is hot. You know what I mean? The lady that's got like the skunk hairdo.
And she's getting on in years.
She's hit the wall, and she's still hot.
She still puts herself together.
Yeah. Hey, you know who's a little whore? You ever see the morning news on KNBC?
No, I don't watch a lot of Los Angeles TV.
You ever see Kathy Vara?
No.
Oh.
Is it worth tuning in?
A little pixie.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who I like? You know who I really like on Channel 4 out in Los Angeles?
Who's that?
The weatherman. In the morning?
Oh, yeah.
One that wears the carnage? What's his name? He is dreamy.
Yeah.
He is fantastic.
Christopher something.
Oh, God. And he stands up, you know, because he'd never sit down.
Good morning, Southern California.
Just you know, like,
let's open the AccuWeather window.
He, throws his arms around, and it's like, it's not like watching weather. It's like watching the ballet.
Listen, if you live in Washington, D.C., there's nobody worth watching on television.
Hey.
There's nobody hot at all.
Morris Jones?
Yeah, besides Morris Jones.
Okay.
I like the sister on Channel 5.
Oh, yes, Tracy Neal.
I like her. She's a pro. She is better than anything they have on any local station.
Yeah, she's the best that D.C. has to offer.
Yeah. And I, you know, but even with the...
She's not that hot, though.
But even her partner, you know, is like one of those L.A.
guys. I hate.
He's one of those... But isn't he more L.A. than any of the other male anchormen?
He sure is, Mike.
He's all L.A. Phony, phony, phony.
How will this affect you? The news coming up on Fox 5.
That's right. But then they go to, like, the weather people... And then, you know, it's
just Supalka.
It's just a super suck fest.
Where's the cow sound effect? Supalka. Well, how sad that is. It's, people think that Supalka's hot.
I mean, it's not like it's a big market. It's not, and I don't get it.
And I'm tired of hearing about, what's her name, Tracy Okita at Channel 9?
Terry Okita? No, she's no special.
I wouldn't do her with Rob's thing.
You know who I like? I like Sherry Macias.
Oh, on Channel 4.
Yeah, Sherry Macias. You could put Sherry Macias out in the worst tornado. You could put her at the worst triple murder. Whatever the circumstances, I mean, weather, it doesn't matter. She always has it together.
She does. She has a good makeup person.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to open up her fortune cookie. Hello. This is Sherry Macias.
Always looks good. Always like doing her hair differently, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fix herself up for the TV.
Right. But meanwhile, you know, you got all these other people that have been doing it a million years.
Barbara Harrison. Barbara Harrison's a freaking man. So is J.C. Hayward. And who's the, not Maureen Bunyan?
Andrea Rahn.
No. Kathleen Matthews on Channel 7.
Oh, please.
I'm serious. I got underpants older than her. God. Kathleen Matthews is such a dog. There is nothing sexual about her at all. And I want a little sex when I'm watching the news at
night.
More
sex in local TV in Washington, D.C.
And don't even call with this Wendy Rieger stuff. You got to see Wendy Rieger up close. Looking at Wendy Rieger's face is like looking at the moon through a telescope.
Oh, God.
Wendy Rieger has awful pock marks on her
face. But Wendy Rieger is better than most.
Yeah, and again,
better than most.
That's a sad testament of how hot the news girls are in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
that Wendy Rieger's about the hottest.
I know. You know, I went to school with Wendy, so I always have to defend her.
I know.
Always have to defend Wendy.
I've seen her up close. Hello? Check out the amount of makeup that babe wears on TV. A lot.
But are we in agreement, though? All the anchors, more makeup.
Yes.
The more, the merrier.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was down on the mall in Washington, D.C., and I was watching Entertainment Tonight. They were taping Entertainment Tonight. Mary Hart, you could have, like, chiseled 5 inches down and not gotten real skin.
I don't think Channel 9 even owns a makeup kit.
I don't think so.
I think they're pretty much just however they roll out of bed.
Oh, absolutely.
They just come on down and they throw them on TV.
It's ridiculous.
You ever take a look at Beverly Burke?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Beverly Burke. She's another one. She makes the weather girl on Channel 5 look pretty.
I read recently they're doing some shaking it up. They're shaking some people. Like it. Maybe Channel 7, I'm not sure. They're moving some people around.
You've got to do a major house cleaning there.
There was somebody that I saw a picture of. Looked like my TV hottie potential.
Hello? Don and Mike, well...
New York City isn't any different with the mommies.
Oh. You ever watch the cut-ins on the Today Show?
Really?
They have these two Long Island hags, the mommies, who do the local cut-ins at 8:25 and 8:55.
I didn't expect Long Island hags, that is why I spit my water out.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Good morning.
It just seems to me that, you know...
Today's weather will be sunny with a high of 85. We'll be back with more in half an hour.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
I think New York is another city that could improve its local newscast.
Would it kill you to put some hot-looking women on TV?
I mean, you walk the streets of New York City. Look at the beautiful women in that city. Throw some of them in an anchor chair.
You know who is hot who is on Channel 7 in New York? And I've seen her when we go up there to do the show.
Oh.
Is that girl who used to be on Channel 7. She's a sister. She's very hot.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Lori Stokes.
Yes, yes.
She's hot.
Yes, she is.
I mean, she's really turbo hot.
And when she got to the big city, she improved. She only improved.
Yeah, because you got good makeup people when you make it to a big market like
absolutely.
New York.
Absolutely.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, get us, how are you?
Get us that Sky Fox girl. We've got to get to know her.
But Los Angeles, really.
Amy Roadblock.
Los Angeles is the only city where they don't treat it like, they treat it like what it is.
Yes.
What it has become, which is
showbiz.
Pure
right.
Showbiz.
Hollywood. Right. Let me see some sexy babes giving me the news.
Yes, thank you. Weather, too.
Yes.
And sports, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Hi, great.
Good. Two quick things. Number one, does Leah ask for your blessings when she goes on another radio show?
No, but frankly, I don't think she goes on a whole lot.
Well, I hear her on several. And the second one is Carol Costello, Channel 7 in the morning, hot tea.
No. Big horse mouth. Carol Costello.
Well, can she use it?
Oh, yeah.
That I don't know, sir. That I don't know.
Can she use it? Thank you, Side Sims.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Got two words for you.
Yeah.
Susan Kidd.
Oh, listen, I'm not going to play the cow sound effect.
No way.
And I'll tell you why.
Too much of a friend of this show.
Here's why I feel bad for Susan Kidd. Because every time they get into sweeps on Channel 4, they make poor goddamn Susan Kidd be the guinea pig for the latest fad diet. And that always goes, you monitor Susan's progress. And she comes on and she goes, I've lost 4 pounds this week. You know,
all right.
And she's still as big as the fridge.
Susan Kidd falls into an untouchable category for anchors and TV people that have to stay here just because they belong here. I put Susan Kidd and Mike Buchanan in that category.
And Susan Kidd, incidentally, it always looks like she's wearing shoulder pads.
Mm-hmm.
She's not. That's
no.
She's just a big woman.
Don't make her angry. Remember when she came into the studio one time?
She got this.
We were frightened.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. This is Cindy in Ocean City.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I was wondering, why would your friend from the King of Queens be upset if the show you're going to be on is after hers?
You know, maybe she won't be.
Right.
Oh,
how much you want to bet?
Oh, I wouldn't bet. I wouldn't bet in a minute. But you know something? You're just going to have to wait and see if she is or not.
Yeah, we're paging her right now. We're going to try to work this out with her today. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Thank you. One more call. We got to do a break. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, what's happening? Got a quick question for you.
Yes?
I wanted your guys' opinion on how much makeup Leah wears.
Well, being as I have seen her in the morning from when I was at her house that time, she wears a fair amount.
She wears a fair amount, but, and you know, of course, when you're on TV, you wear a lot. I mean, everybody on television wears a lot of makeup.
Since I have a bet, I have to clarify, would you say she's natural, or would you say she's pretty made up?
Leah Remini?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I don't understand the question. You said, is she natural or is she pretty made up?
Well, I know it's kind of a speculatory kind of a thing, but I was looking real close last night, and
I can't really say what my opinion is.
Are you talking about her face or part of her body?
No, her face.
Do you think is what your point is? Does she need the makeup?
Or do you think she's had...
Not does she need it, but...
Are you asking me if she's had plastic surgery?
No. It's, you know how some women are just naturally beautiful and they don't tend to wear much makeup?
Yeah, there's certain women. There are exceptions,
She's cute. She's cute. I mean, but I saw her first thing in the morning when I spent the night at her house when her face was all puffy and stuff. She's like, hey, you know, it's the same thing I'd say about my wife. I think my wife is gorgeous, but, you know, frankly, first thing in the morning, you know, a trip to Maybelline is not out of the question. You know, thank you.
Sure. Oh, by the way, jizz.
Thank you. Yes, Charlie, hi.
I spoke to Leah, and she was on her way into a meeting. She'll be available in 1 hour.
Well, in 1 hour, the show will be over.
Yeah.
So,
bet.
It might be.
Okay.
Well, the part that most people around the country here will be over. Why don't you see if you can schedule her for tomorrow?
Okay.
Like, maybe right after Dennis.
All right.
We'll have a real action-packed show tomorrow.
Very good.
We'll start with the reinvention of Dennis, and then we'll have it out with Leo.
Now, it's not necessary. Now, see, that's when we're... It's not a guarantee
we'll
that we'll
ask for her
out.
Blessing. We'll ask for her blessing. Hello, Don and my show.
You're going to read that script, right?
We've received an opportunity unlike any other. Do we have your blessing to go on the show? Yes, dear.
And then it all comes apart at this evening.
Which will air on Monday nights at 8:30 on CBS, directly after your show.
Excellent.
And also, would you be mad if we went on the Christopher Titus show? I'm not going to ask her that. She doesn't care about that.
Not at all.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
Radio Gods, how you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
All right, this is Bob from Staten Island.
Yes, Bobby.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys that you guys make my night really go by. I drive a cab in Staten Island from 6 to 6.
All right.
And, you know, as bad as it is dealing with this nasty public, you guys make my night go by really easy, you know? And I'm kind of jealous of you from Washington because you guys have such a, you know, a cool radio show that you guys do that Survivor Series and stuff. In New York, they don't have nothing like that here. I'm kind of jealous.
Well, thank you. Listen, Bobby, we're going to be going on vacation soon, but we are planning a giant spectacle strictly for New York right after the 4th of July. So perhaps you will be able to get the night off to work and come join us.
Oh, definitely. All right, definitely. Without a doubt.
Thank you, my friend.
Without a doubt. Great. Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Thanks, Bobby.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bobby.
That was Bobby.
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 Way to go, Mr. Scholarship winner.
Thank you, Bobby, from New York.
Bobby.
A break now. Bobby.
Bobby.
Bob B.
Bob B.
Bobby Q.
Bobby.
Bobby?
Bobby Q.
Bobby?
Bobby Q.
Please, Big Al. Please, all right. Hold on. Now the show is definitely only for me and Mike.
I'm sorry. I asked
Bobby. We've gone off the page.
Bobby Q.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Explain when we come back.
Sports 1140. They're not mad at you. They're mad at the dirt. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, listen, everybody, call us up right now. We've got a fast contest here.
On the holdy.
We're going to play the coroner's game. All right. Call us up. Toll free, 877-365-3636. We're going to give away some last-minute tickets for the bus trip tomorrow to King's Dominion, the Anal Express with Homo Joe.
Excellent.
Also giving away some more Independence Day limited edition DVDs.
All right.
And some WWF stuff. Mike, I'm sorry, these games are only for the listeners.
Okay, very good.
Okay. I'm going to read you coroner's reports, and you tell me which celebrity we're talking about.
Okay, so I cannot volunteer.
No, but if you know,
I'll write it
down. Of course, you can play along. And
very good.
Same for you, Buzz. We can play with people on the phone.
Right? Okay.
I'll give you one. Of course, the first one that's so obvious is Elvis. Yeah. And that's the one that we love reading over and over again.
Yes.
This victim's heart was larger than normal, indicating he suffered from high blood pressure, but there was no sign of congestive heart failure or stroke.
Enlarged heart.
The autopsy did find that this person's liver was bloated and his colon had been stretched to twice its normal size due to a buildup of chalky white fecal matter, both signs of severe drug abuse.
Mm-hmm.
The most telling piece of evidence was the toxicology report, which shows that this person had toxic levels of codeine and quaaludes, along with high amounts of six other drugs, including Valium and, I know I always struggle over this, pentobarbital?
Phenobarbital.
Pheno, of course. Well, why don't they write it with an F? The reaction began to set in while he was sitting on the toilet. He began to itch and struggle for breath. He staggered to his feet, struggling to pull up his pajamas, collapsed on the floor. He was dead seconds later.
There, that's the you know, everybody knows that report.
That's
right?
The one we love. Okay, now, start out with kind of an easy one.
Okay.
Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, now, I'm going to read you a real quick synopsis of the coroner's report. You have to tell me who it is who's dead. It's someone famous.
Okay.
The coroner reported that she was a thin white female suffering from congestion in her lungs, malnutrition, and dehydration. The autopsy revealed there was no solid material, such as identifiable food seated in her stomach, only an estimated 50 to 60 cc of a dark green dry material, which has the consistency of dried tea leaves. Mike, you have it correct. Buzz,
no.
You are not
okay.
Right.
All right.
Huh?
I was talking to Michael Maron to Buzz Burbank.
Okay.
Now, you, Mike,
yeah.
On the telephone, who is that?
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone. I'm sorry.
Okay. You know, we're going to invoke that new rule about cell phones.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's fine. I get to tell you, though.
No, you don't have to.
No.
We're playing a game, and that's what we want
what's
you to do,
the
okay?
Roadblock lady?
What? No, goodbye. No. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
It's Mike.
Oh, it's another car phone. No, I'm sorry. Car phones are driving me
really
crazy today.
And if you're going to use your car phone, you know whether you've got a good cell or not. Don't just, you know, muddle it through, and just because it rings, use it.
Hello, Matt.
Yes.
Matt, did you hear the last coroner's report?
No, I did not.
She was a thin, white female suffering from congestion in her lungs, malnutrition, and dehydration.
Karen Carpenter
is correct.
Bingo. Way to go.
Correct. You
excellent
are
job.
A big coroner game winner.
You win. Wow.
You've won the two-disc set of Independence Day, now on DVD. Prepare to be blown away. Thank you, my friend. Hold on, please.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Now, that was an easy one.
Yes, it was.
Karen Carpenter was an easy one. I give you medium hard or impossible hard.
Give us medium hard, because they're not easy to start with.
Okay, medium hard.
All right.
Here we go. Line four, Matthew. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. Matthew.
Yes. I am ready.
The tragic truth about this woman is that she had a congenital blood vessel abnormality in the front left part of her brain.
Congenital.
What did I say?
Congenial.
Man, it was friendly.
It was a friend. It was a very friendly blood vessel.
Which triggered an epileptic seizure in her sleep.
Mm-hmm.
This woman was lying on her stomach during the attack. Her limbs stiffened, and she turned her head to the right, where her breathing was constricted by blankets and pillows. No, Mike, incorrect. She died of suffocation. Her hands showed long, false fingernails painted in various colors from red to blue. The toenails were likewise painted with purplish polish.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this dead celebrity?
Died of a seizure.
Cause of death, epileptic seizure. Died age 38.
Age 38, epileptic seizure, colors on the fingernails. This is a very hard one.
This is a medium one.
This is a medium one?
This is not one of the real obscure ones.
Oh, then maybe I'm not very good at this game.
Okay, you're
out. I'm going to have to, I don't know, I'm going to have to guess. I'm going to guess Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe, no. Flo Jo Joyner.
Oh,
okay.
There it is.
Flo Jo Joyner.
Interesting.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
Here's another one.
Right.
You ready for another one?
This is good.
Okay, let's go to Dana. Dana, do you want to play?
Oh, sure, I can try.
You going to categorize it as far as degree of difficulty?
Very
easy.
Famous.
Very easy.
This person, a man, 49 at his time of death.
Okay.
Very famous. Now, let me go right to the coroner's report.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me see. Police found this man curled up semi-fetal on his left side, his head upon a pillow, right arm crossing his chest, and left arm outstretched and in contact with a woman's body. He was wearing a purple T-shirt and red boxer shorts decorated with cartoon dogs. He had been shot three times by a .38 caliber Smith & Wesson revolver. A bullet fired through the center of his forehead, ripped into his brain, and ended up lodged against the left side of his skull. Another bullet entered the right side of his throat and tore through his body and into his left shoulder. The third shot was also fatal. It went through his right arm and chest, gouging through vital organs. Hold it down before him. Let me read this first, Mike.
Okay.
Gouging through vital organs before embedding itself in his left kidney. Time of death, 2:30 a.m. You are wrong, Mike. That's okay. Not who it is.
All right.
That's pretty gruesome.
Murdered by gunshot at the age of 49. Oh, my God. Jack Cassidy.
That's an easy one.
I gave you a coroner's report up there.
Burned beyond recognition.
I have no clue.
Okay.
Sounds like it would be my
fault. How soon they forget. Phil Hartman.
Oh, wow.
Phil Hartman.
Was he shot three times?
That's the coroner's report. That's the beauty of the coroner's report.
He was shot three times. Man. It's incredible.
Thank you. Bye, Dana.
Well, you don't know that until you hear the coroner's report.
Bye-bye.
I put Bugsy Siegel.
Hello, Aaron.
Does it sound like, I mean, when you shot three times, it sounds like a hit.
Yeah. Aaron, where are you calling from?
Wichita.
Okay, Aaron, here you go.
Man, I knew that last one. Okay, go ahead.
You knew the last one? I'm going to give you a hard one then.
Okay, cool.
The last one was a hard one.
Yes, it was.
No, he thought it was an easy one.
No, it wasn't easy, but I knew it.
You knew it?
Easy to say that after it's been revealed.
I want to tell you, this is an impossible one, okay?
Okay.
So we have to give you a clue after I read you the coroner's report.
Okay.
The actress, 55, died of a heart attack. Was found clad in a nightgown in the bedroom of her Beverly Hills home, her small dog on the mattress beside her. At first, the apparent mode of death was listed as both NAT for natural and SUI for suicide. Before the autopsy, no one was sure what caused her to die so suddenly at 55, but one thing was certain. This woman struggled to turn back the clock and maintain her youthful beauty with fad diets and cosmetic surgery worked. The official coroner's report described the TV star as 5'4", 142 pounds, adult female Caucasian, who appears much younger than the reported age. Scars are present on both sides of the face, extending upward to the forehead. Scars are also present on the breasts. Also found during the coronary, liposuction marks on the thighs. Very obscure, she was a television wife. She was the wife on a TV show. A wife on a TV show with a TV star who was on his second TV wife.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I don't know the name.
Okay, again, Mike and Buzz are not eligible here. It's just you on the telephone.
And how old was she?
She's 55 at time of death.
55.
5'5", double nickel.
I'm going to write down the part of that that I know.
You're close, Mike. Yeah. You got it right. Buzz? No, it's not Donna Reed.
I got it.
You don't have it, sir?
Don't have it.
Here we go. Mary Fran. You had Franz, but you were close.
But I was, but that, I
you
mean,
had
was
Bob Newhart.
Do I get credit for that?
Yes,
one?
Sure you do.
All right, very good.
Mary Fran.
Thank you,
my friend. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, hi.
Steve, do you want to play the coroner game?
Give it a shot. It's pretty tough.
All right, Steve. She died at 40. Cause of death, suicide by gunshots.
Okay.
The coroner says the bullet from the pistol went through the roof of her mouth, plowed through her brain, and blew away the back of her skull. Investigators found the expended lead projectile embedded in the wooden headboard directly above her head.
Oh, boy.
She was wearing Argyle socks, white pants, and a long white sleeve shirt with the words, "Certified Sturdy Wear." The body is well built, muscular, and fairly well nourished. There is a tattoo of flowers on the left ankle. The coroner also found small surgical scars beneath each breast. Tests revealed that she had taken cocaine and Zoloft, a prescription antidepressant. Her blood level alcohol was 1.8.
Can you read me the first part again?
No.
No, you're not fair.
I'm struggling to read this as it is.
I know, but, you know, it's tough to get all that and swallow it in one shot.
No.
Oh, man.
Guys.
Yeah, sorry.
I set you up for this one already.
Oh, come on.
Phil Hartman's wife.
Oh.
It was Brent Hartman.
Oh. No.
Oh, okay.
Brent Hartman.
Okay.
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 All right. That was tricky.
I know that was tricky.
That was very tricky. Not really a TV star.
Well, did I say TV star?
No, you didn't say TV star, but not really a famous person until she died.
All right, I'll give you one more. This is an easy one, I think.
Good.
I can come back to this game tomorrow. I got a whole book of coroner's reports. Hello, who's this?
This is Tom.
Tom, where are you from?
I am from the Bay Area, Martinez, California.
All right, Bay Area, California. Singer. Age at time of death, 53. Cause of death, blunt force trauma. Famous friggin' singer.
Okay? Man or woman?
Man. Very famous. What could be found of his broken body was delivered to Monterey County Coroner Dr. Fred Walker in three separate bags. His right pelvis and hip, most of his head, his kidneys, spleen, and other major organs were never recovered. The official coroner's report disclosed that the weight of bones and tissue found totaled to 128 pounds. After examining the fragments, the coroner concluded the death was due to blunt force trauma.
Got it. I finally
got it. The toxicology report indicates alcohol and drugs played no role in his death.
This one I know.
Buzz, you got it. You got it.
Well, I'll give you my guess.
Okay.
Is it John Denver?
It is.
Oh, bingo.
Way to go. You and Buzz. John Denver.
Baby.
You and Buzz had it. Smashed to pieces.
Yes.
Lovely.
Due to the plane crash. That's right.
John Denver. Yes, that's right.
Deal.
You have won the two-disc DVD set of Independence Day. Now on DVD. Prepare to be blown away.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
You guys rock.
Thank you.
All right.
Hold on a second. I know we got to do a break. Speaking of death, we have someone who's just recently died who's going to be on the show in just a second.
Yeah, maybe she can offer some insight in there. Maybe she's hobnobbed with some of those people.
Okay, do you want one, Mike, real quick?
Yes.
Yeah, real quick, just for you?
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. Hold on a second.
Jack Cassidy.
No.
I'm all right.
Okay. Good easy guy. One.
Okay.
Easy. So easy.
Well, now you're setting me up already. I mean, I'm going to look bad if I don't get it.
His heart was really big. It was strained and the walls were really thin. Three vital heart arteries were almost completely blocked. Toxicology tests revealed that besides cocaine and morphine, he had traces of marijuana, Prozac...
Chris Farley.
You got it. You got it. Winner. See, I thought I could fool you because his is almost identical to Belushi.
Right.
So I thought you were going to go Belushi first.
And you know, even though he wasn't a drug user in that sense of the word, John Candy, too. You know, you think immediately when you think his heart was...
Yes.
His arteries were clogged, right?
Okay. More of this game tomorrow.
That's fascinating.
I got plenty more celebrity coroner's reports.
It's amazing. And some of them actually offer more insight, like the Phil Hartman.
I
had no idea. Didn't you think like I did that?
One time.
One shot.
Boom. Right, wow. No, she got him three times.
Oh, wow.
And she did herself.
Ooh.
What about him? He deserved to be shot. He's wearing something like, let me see the outfit again. Hold on, wait a minute.
A purple t-shirt and spotted boxers with dogs on them.
Rob remembers that.
That's
because,
bad.
Rob, you raced right out and got those yourself.
That's what I'm wearing right
He was wearing a purple t-shirt and red boxer shorts decorated with cartoon dogs.
Oh, hello.
No wonder.
I bet they were Dalmatians.
Time out. We will be right back. We will speak to someone from the afterlife.
Oh, boy.
After this.
Ham Dumb, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let me get the Wayback Machine going here. We did have a beloved celebrity who passed. Was it over the weekend, Buzz?
Yeah, well, it was actually Monday.
And although not on the A-list of celebrities, definitely one of our favorites. Let me see if I get the transmission going here to the great beyond. Don't have a coroner's report yet on her, though.
No, not yet.
Hey, Mrs. Soprano.
Where's my
Can you hear me?
Dad? Hello.
Can you hear me, Mrs. Soprano?
Who are you? Who is this?
Don Mike Show.
I don't want to talk to you. Go away. Leave me be.
Mrs. Soprano.
Who are you? Why is they putting this? Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Soprano. Can you hear me?
Who's that?
This is Don from the Don and Mike Show.
Come closer. I can't hear you. Talk into the box closer.
I'm talking.
Is this?
I'm talking as close as I can.
Is this little Donnie Cavallari? Oh, Donnie, how are you? Did you bring cannolis for me?
You're dead, ma'am.
Huh?
You're dead.
Oh, that's right. I'm up here with all these highfalutin ladies that think they're so special. They're not special. They're pains in the ass. They had a shower for me, a little greeting. Ah, they're not worth a pile of spit.
Who met you?
Who's that? I heard somebody giggling. It's not funny.
No, it's little Robbie Spiewak.
Robbie Camilleri. Oh, step up to the microphone.
Liv, we miss you. How are you? Up there?
I'm dead. How are you?
Do you have your CD player up
there? I've got my CD player playing all my favorite tunes. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we had a little tea. I don't even drink that crap.
Did you get Bob Hope's parking spot?
Oh, he can go ask. In his hat. I don't care. That's all they're saying. All the excitement. Bob Hope, Bob Hope, Bob Hope. Livy Soprano's up here. I deserve more respect.
Okay.
I deserve more respect. So all the ladies had a tea for me today.
Who was at the tea?
Jessica Tandy, Pat Nixon, Helen Hayes, Ava Gabor, Pat Carroll.
Was Lucy there?
Lucy wasn't here. She skipped me. Oh. And I told her also the same thing I tell everybody that I get angry at.
What's that?
And you go S in your hat. Go S in your hat. So how's things, Donnie Camilleri? Where's my best boy, Buzz? Is he there?
Can you hear him? He's right there.
I'm here, Mr. Soprano.
Oh, how? Oh, Lord, he finally took me.
Hello, Mr.
How are
Soprano.
You, Buzzy?
I'm great. How are you doing in heaven?
Are you still doing your news?
Yes, I still do the newscast.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine.
That's
I'm
great.
Fine.
You're dead.
Oh, poor you. I'm dead. Cry me a river. Here I am, dead as a doornail. I'm a hell of a lot happier than I was.
You sound very happy.
I'm very happy. Just keep these people away from me. Sure, I was Mama Soprano. Oh, I was hot, so that means they're going to treat me special.
Well, are they giving you a preferential treatment?
Of course they are. I had a hit show on HBO. Yeah,
but
I just wish those idiots had gotten into production a little sooner. Maybe I'd get one last hurrah. But no, forget about it.
You know what's the saddest part is that you, Mama Soprano, dead, while Christopher is still alive.
Who's speaking to me?
This is Donnie.
Donnie! Donnie who?
Who are you? Don Geronimo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've been talking to me on the radio for 5 minutes.
You're trying to have me killed, aren't you?
You're so
ungrateful. No one cares about an old lady anymore.
I care.
Yeah, go S in your hat.
Oh, you almost said it.
I tell you right now, you can go S in your hat. Oh, but I'm tired. That's just
how can you be tired? When you're dead, I thought that it isn't like you're reborn. Do you have wings? Can you fly around?
Wings? Oh, there's a funny one. Wings? Oh, you believe all that? No, you're just up here with people you don't know and like. It's a pain in the ass.
Do you get cable TV?
I haven't looked into it yet. I'm just getting accustomed to it.
So, did I ask you, do you have a private room?
What?
You do have a private room?
I've got a private room with a lovely view. Oh, it's a lovely view. They've got my favorite flowers up here. And people come and visit, but I don't get to pick and choose. I've seen some family members I like and some I don't. It's just like Earth. Only you do have suddenly a feeling of inner peace. Inner peace. But then I get angry. I get angry at everybody, I'll tell you right now. I tell you. Bobo, who the hell cares?
So is that
crappy comedian?
Is that who they're getting ready for? They got a big parade ready for him?
They've got the biggest thing planned. Everybody's talking about it. Oh, we're going to have decorations, and he's going to have a special double suite. And I say, screw that. I'm just as talented, and I came directly from a hit show. So they ought to treat me with a car. Where's my ticket tape parade?
Who met
my
you?
My heaven tape parade.
When you got up there, who met you?
I was greeted by a fella. I'm not sure who he looks like. He had a beard. He looks a little bit like Charlton Heston in the Ten Commandments.
Were you greeted by Moses?
Oh, that's it.
Was that his name?
He had a stick and a robe. That's who it was.
Yeah.
Oh, I really should have been nicer.
What did you say to him?
I told him he could go S in his ass.
You said that to Moses?
I said that. I didn't know it was. Now, oh, dear. Oh, I've made an enemy. Woe is me. Take me, Lord.
He already took you.
Oh, that's right. What can I say then? Oh, leave me alone, Lord.
Have you met Jesus yet?
I haven't had the pleasure. You don't get that treatment unless you're really special.
Will Bob Hope get to meet Jesus?
No way. No, too many late night drives around Palm Springs.
Oh.
If you get my drift.
So you got to be pure to meet Jesus.
You got to be a saint. Yeah, he's up there with Mother Teresa. Oh, doesn't she think she's special? Parading around here like I'm such a diva. Not like the rest of us who sinned. We sinned and we're down here in our special dorms. But at least it's a private room and I don't have to listen to anybody else snore a fart.
Oh, you know, we're losing the connection. I wanted to ask you.
What do you want? Don't leave me alone. Go away. Sure. Let's cut the visit short.
I'm not cutting it short.
Little Donnie Camarillo.
I'm not cutting it short.
I knew you think you were 2 feet tall.
You don't know me.
For a bunch of effort, you don't know me.
I hate you all. I hope you die.
You don't know me. You're a lady. You don't do me. Hello?
She's gone.
She's
just as agitated as she was on this show.
There you go. Mother Soprano.
She thinks she knows all of us, but she doesn't. No.
Speaking to us from the great beyond.
Very, very strange. But it's nice that, you know, she's able to have the little reception with Pat Carroll.
Clear these lines out now and get a call 100 and a prize package selected especially for you and the secret sound. All of that jazz.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Got a phone call first. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. 877-365-36. That's the phone number for Secret Sound right now. Be call 100. Yeah, hello?
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Yeah.
I called a few months earlier about the fishing party that they were having at Greenville Tech. But anyway, Frank Ahearns has emailed me.
The radio critic for the Washington Post emailed you. Why
yes,
is that?
He did.
Why is
because
that?
Because I wrote him, and I told him what a cunny he was.
Wow.
And he has emailed me, and it's just really a bunch of BS. He says that he has not personally attacked you like you have said that he has.
Wait, I know someone's upset because we didn't go to break. Hold on a second. I'm going to transmission again.
Hello, Hawaii. Hey, what are you taking phone calls for? Yeah, sure. Talk to your listeners like you don't do that enough. I'm up here in heaven, and I was doing an exclusive interview, and you said, we have to break.
And now
you shut up, you hillbilly. You Ellie May whore.
All right, Mother Soprano. We don't go around.
I don't care if Frank Ahearns fathered your baby. Doesn't matter to me. Just go buy some tea.
Libby, you're right. I never should have taken that call.
That's crap.
That was a mistake.
Oh, you're all such good boys.
Well, I miss talking to you.
Say hi to little AJ and keep him away from that Buzz.
Right, Buzz has got a thing for AJ.
That's right, he does. He's all over that internet.
Not true.
Looking at the pictures. Very dangerous, that one. I've got my eye on you. And tell the hillbilly to go to hell.
All right, sorry
Goodbye.
About that. Goodbye, Liv.
Just, oh, my.
Goodbye.
There she goes.
And she's gone. And she's gone. I can't tell if she's gone or...
Hey, I just saw Carmi. Dear Carmi, he flew all the way up to heaven. There you go. What a cute little... Yeah, have a cufflink. There you go. Ow!
Oh, he bit her nose.
Oh, God. Bye.
Bye, Mama Soprano.
Wow.
Call 100.
Amazing.
When we come, right? We come right back.
Reminding you to pull out Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
I'm playing my Gay in Sync for the second time today.
You like that song?
Da 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 da. I'm a homo, cause I like In Sync now. My wife bought me the record. I'm such a fag. Afraid to go to the store to buy it. Cause they would laugh at me.
Look at Donny.
any such thing. Buying all the NSYNC rings. What a big pussy he is. Why do he buy us?
I don't know. I'm sorry, I've got to... You were really expressing yourself there.
I'm losing it there.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hello, Don.
You were emoting.
The grammar was all over the place. Why do he buy us?
But it was good, because it was from the soul right now.
Hello.
Am I call 100?
Yeah, call 100, right. What's your name?
Dan.
Dan, with yet another awful cell phone.
Oh, sorry about that.
Dan, can't you hear that's a bad connection?
It's a lot of road noise.
I think you're hearing road noise. I'm getting off the highway now.
Very good. That's nice of you, because there is a lot of road noise.
Could you roll your windows up?
They're all up.
You driving a truck?
No, just a car. Rough road.
Just a car.
Okay, well, listen.
Flesh and bone.
Not busting balls, but when I drive in a car and a car phone, when I rolled all the windows up, the sound level goes way down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have a very nice car.
I don't think it has anything to do with the model or make of car you have.
Oh, I think it does. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, do you really?
Oh, sure.
You think so?
Yeah, you're driving around in like a Yugo, it's going to sound like you're going to hear every sound. But if you're driving along in a car that's got tight seals on it, then it's going to sound better.
Well, I'm sorry you're not as privileged as I am. Listen, call 100. What is your name? Who is this?
This is Dan.
Dan, where are you from?
Wichita.
Beautiful. Dan, you have won the 2-disc DVD set of Independence Day.
Oh, great.
ID4, now on DVD. Prepare to be blown away, okay?
Oh, great.
All right, here we go with the secret sound. And your chance at $500. Have you heard the sound before?
Yes.
I will tell you, it is not a staple gun. It is not a briefcase opening or shutting.
That's right.
It is also not a credit card machine being operated manually.
Is it a deck of cards?
That's maybe the worst guess we've gotten. It's not a deck of cards. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Yes, I am.
$500 online. Good luck. Don't answer till Mike sings like.
Robert Goodluck.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
How'd that last guy thought that was a deck of cards being shuffled?
Who knows?
I have no idea. But if you, my friend, get it, $500, Nirvana, new car.
And the odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes!
Yes! Yes!
What is that sound?
Hanging up a phone.
Hanging up a phone. No.
Oh, we're sorry.
No. No, it is not. Thank you, though. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was right about that guy all along. And don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. As we go to the cubicle now with Buzz, we've got some last-minute checking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tomorrow we have a big trip going to Paramount's King's Dominion for Don and Mike Day.
Right.
At the fabulous amusement park, the Anal Express with Homo Joe on the bus. And as it turns out, we have 5 seats left.
Good.
So, we got room for 10 more people.
Ooh.
But only if you're possible, you can take the day off work tomorrow.
That's it.
To go to King's Dominion with Homo Joe and be a part of tomorrow's live on-air show.
It'll be a blast.
If you want to spend the day at the amusement park, be one of the first 5 to call right now. Toya standing by at 877-365-3636. First 5 calls, get the last seats on the bus to King's Dominion. And now it's time for news.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Made it up.
He made it up.
Mm-hmm. What's your first made-up story tonight, Buzzy?
Tonight, did a Kennedy confess to a murder?
Arrah.
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 Mighty time, Mary Jo and the cow are gone.
Arrah.
Arrah.
Okay, and this is not the Kennedy from MTV, right?
No, not that Kennedy.
Gotcha.
It's not Tom Kennedy.
No, not the game show host.
And, you know, other than the famous Kennedys, I think we've run out, right?
Kevin Kennedy, former manager of the Boston Red Sox.
It doesn't count.
He's on ESPN now. He's the baseball analyst on ESPN.
All right, I'll give it to you. And I know you'll love this one. Mike, you're king of the Kennedys.
Hey, all right, what I've always wanted.
Is that a great one?
Who?
George Kennedy.
Oh, my favorite. Is that the guy I love in Watermelon Man?
I think so. Also, he did Breath of Shore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, George Kennedy is the white guy.
Right. George Kennedy is Lucille.
Okay.
From My Cool Hand Luke.
who's the black guy in that movie Watermelon Man? I love this movie where it's a black guy. And
that's George Kirby.
George Kirby. He's a black guy. They dress him up white. The movie was so before its time.
Mm-hmm.
They dress him up white with great makeup in the movie. He wakes up the next day. He's black.
Right.
And his whole life falls apart.
It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it's a really great movie about race relations.
And it was cultish in
his
day.
George Kirby is the man's name, not George Kennedy, King of the Kennedys.
Thank you. I've always wanted to be.
Everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
For news and comments.
Coming up. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
What's the word from Planet Crestfire?
They faced those demons before, Don and Mike.
All right, now listen, on tomorrow's episode, the reinvention of Dennis Murphy,
we shall see.
Also, conversation with Leah Remini, involving us going to work on another television show.
You're asking her blessing.
That's what we're doing.
Right.
And another edition tomorrow of the Celebrity Coroner Report.
Very good.
Got plenty more dead celebs to play with. That's on tomorrow's episode. But now here is Buzz finally with some news and comment. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Bobby Kennedy's nephew became visibly upset in court today as a childhood acquaintance testified against him. The nephew is Michael Skakel, on trial for the murder of a neighbor girl 25 years ago when he, Michael, was 15. The acquaintance is John Higgins.
You know, it's funny when you say nephew, you know, it makes it sound like he's a kid, and he's a big, fat, grown 40-something
man. Almost.
Yeah, almost.
Right. There he is, right there.
One of the finest men I've ever known.
Oh, no, he's not.
No. Not so far as we know, anyway. The acquaintance is John Higgins, a classmate at a school for troubled teens, which also...
I was quivering and shaking.
There he is.
That school also served as an alcohol treatment center. Today, the Kennedy nephew was clearly upset when Higgins told the court that Skakel had confessed to the killing to him in tears.
Yeah.
On cross-examination, Higgins admitted that he and Skakel were never really close and that Higgins had lied before about Skakel's story.
It's the only thing that I saw.
Well, then, come forward. We need the witness. Yeah, okay.
Intensive desire.
He doesn't sound like anybody's nephew.
No.
Burning, unquenchable desire.
Lakers fans celebrated in Los Angeles last night by burning cars and attacking TV news trucks. Even a car carrying Shaquille O'Neal was mounted and beaten by rioters. Fortunately for Shaq, police came to the rescue. Two police cars and an SUV were torched, and there were old-fashioned bonfires as well.
Now, Buzz, no goofing. I do have some tape of Shaq.
Okay.
He was Shaq after the game.
Okay.
That's good. That's a good thing. I don't know who he's talking about.
You never know.
No idea.
What, Shaq?
They're going to blow.
He doesn't sound fazed at all.
Shaq?
God, I hate them.
Oh, he must be talking about the rioters.
Yeah, when he mounted his car.
Right.
Who cares?
Oh, really? Well, he's got all the money. He could buy a new car.
She does have a nice rack, though. I'll give that to her.
Is he talking about one of the rioters?
I guess so.
Still, you might want to check it out.
All right.
Shaquille O'Neal.
The police cars were destroyed. The Pacers and some 20,000 NBA fans found themselves trapped inside the Staples Center for several hours after the game was over. Police did that to keep the rioting from getting even worse.
And here is Pacers coach Larry Bird.
Not very good.
It's hard to live the straight, sober life.
I never knew Larry Bird had a problem with that.
That's what he just said.
It's incredible.
The trouble didn't start until about an hour after the game when some folks started throwing stuff at limos. 11 people were arrested overnight, 3 of them charged with felonies. The mayor of Los Angeles says there'll still be a victory parade tomorrow. He says we're not going to let a few losers ruin it for us.
And here's the mayor of Los Angeles.
Oh,
he is pathetic.
Boy, that's incredible. 3 newsmakers all speaking.
And sounding so
I agree with that.
Alike. It may have lost NFL football, but sports has been very, very good to NBC this past week. First, it set a Nielsen ratings record for U.S. Open coverage, thanks to Tiger Woods. Nearly 9 million people watched, up 11% from last year of the U.S. Open coverage. And although basketball ratings are still soft, as they have been since the departure of Michael Jordan, Game 6 has the strongest ratings performance NBC has seen in years. Overnight ratings show that last night's game, Game 7, scored just about as well.
And really, everything I've read said that the ratings for this series, I guess, leading up until last night's game, were even worse than last year, when it was the Spurs and whoever the Spurs played last year.
What did your guru tell you, the same guru that was giving you all sorts of inside information about the Monday Night Football the other
day? I didn't speak to anything about that guru except Monday Night Football and the fact that he wanted to place as a guest on the show this week Dan Fouts. I said, why not just get an inflatable blow-up dummy to put Dan Fouts on this show? What the hell are we going to talk about Dan Fouts with?
Oh, somebody's been partying this summer. Here you go.
Dan Fouts?
Come on.
Why not just hold up a giant sign that says, don't listen to this bit on the show?
So, will The Sopranos write Livia out of the storyline now that Nancy Marchand is dead, or will the show replace her with another actress? One source close to the show tells the New York Post, even if we knew, we wouldn't say anything.
Well, you know what? That is a gigantic mistake to write her out. She was such a gigantic part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe she's still available.
I found a broom up here. I'm Monte Camarelli.
I don't like this at all.
Give me the show. Of course they will. Who's listening to me?
Hi, it's Don and Mike again.
Look, I'm pedaling a bike through the air. Like this is Jay Schultz.
Libby, how do you feel about being replaced on The Sopranos by another actress?
They can go ass in their hat. No one can replace me. I'm a pretty girl. Screw them all. They'll never do it. Say hi to my Tony. He's a good boy, even though I tried to have him whacked.
Oh, my God. In a recent interview, the actor said, if I die, it's not my problem. It's David left holding the bag. David is David Chase, the show's creator. The character of Livia was reported to be loosely based on Chase's real-life mother.
Now, that's a wonderful tribute to his mom.
Yeah. A new computer virus crippled the email at several big companies yesterday. This virus is called Stages. The virus spreads by email that includes a subject line like funny or life stages or jokes. Open the text file and you'll see a poem, and while you're reading the poem, the virus is worming its way through your computer, sending copies of itself to everyone in your address book. But unlike previous viruses, this one's harder to detect and delete. Although it won't really damage your computer, it will make some annoying changes in your system.
Such as what?
I don't know. I mean, just things that you've set a certain way to be a certain way, you go back in and they're going to be all changed. It has its own set of settings that it chooses for you.
Well, is it really the easiest way to handle this, unless you know who the email is from? Just don't open it?
Absolutely. That's true. Or use something other than Microsoft Outlook, which is what mainly seems to get hit by these viruses.
And don't touch anything that comes from Jason Bishop.
Also, stay out of chat rooms and away from America Online's instant messaging software, because they are spreading this virus as well.
I live on AOL Instant Message.
Some big email systems say they got 120,000 copies of the virus-bearing message. Four Fortune 100 companies were affected as well.
You know somebody hacked into AOL this weekend?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, Broyhill was telling me there was some girl at AOL. You know, we've got a website that's going to be coming out very soon,
right.
and we're thinking about going in partnership on AOL with them, since they could handle the volume of hits that we're going to be getting.
Right.
And this girl from AOL told Broyhill that this weekend somebody hacked into AOL.
It's amazing.
And like effing up AOL.
Until they, will they ever get it figured out? I don't think they will. I just, it's too complex.
For every lock, there is a key. Somebody will always try to mess with the system.
Mm-hmm. All right, beautiful. Thank you. Hold on, Buzz.
Got
to do this. Be right back.
America's most cunning linguist, Don and Mike.
Hey, Buzz, before we get to another segment of news,
yes.
You know, it's about this time every night we do get a ton of calls.
That's
from
right.
The New York area. The show is just going on there now.
Great.
Here is Chris from New Jersey. Hello, Chris.
Don.
Hey, buddy.
Mike.
Hi.
Buzz.
Hey.
Glad to have you on, New York. You guys are great.
Thank you, my friend.
Just had a quick question. I haven't heard today's episode of As the World Ahearns, but regarding his prosthesis,
yes.
Want to know if he had an extra stitch put in for Daddy.
Can't tell you, but you should be listening, because today's episode of As the World Ahearns has a real twist at the end of it.
I think you're going to love it.
Cannot wait.
I love that. A guy from New York who doesn't even know who Frank Ahearns is.
He's just enjoying the radio drama.
Trust me, he's a big douchebag who writes for the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen to the show. I mean, I would tell you everything that happens today, but just I think you'll enjoy the show today.
Yeah, you'll laugh, you'll cry.
Can't wait, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
Thank you. Chris from New Jersey. Checking in.
That is very cool.
We will be back in New York on Thursday of this week.
Thursday.
Back at WNEW.
Hey.
And the studios, incidentally, I know that, the people of New York, I'm positive that, like, Opie and Anthony have mentioned this 1,000 times, but I just noodled it through. The Hooters that we go to.
Yeah.
Is the Hooters that was featured in the movie Big Daddy.
Oh, really?
And as a matter of fact, when Adam Sandler walks into the Hooters at the very end of the movie for his birthday party,
right.
You see the big 888 from out front of the WNAW building.
Uh-huh. That's very cool.
That's where we broadcast from.
I like that.
Now, here is Buzz.
David Letterman's taken little jabs at Jay Leno before, but never as he did last Friday night.
Oh, I want to tell you something. I won't ruin this story by talking about what it's about, but I want to tell you something. It was great, and I urge him to do more of this and go 1,000% with this.
I think Leno's a good target.
It was great.
Well, I'm going to ask you about this. It started when Leno's name came up in the top 10 list. The subject for Father's Day was the top 10 signs your kids hate you. Number 6, instead of watching Daddy's late night talk show, they watch that hump Jay Leno.
That's great.
The dictionary defines hump as a contemptible person. The studio audience defined it as shocking. The line got a little applause, but a lot of nervous laughter and a few people booing. Letterman then turned...
You know, don't you wish if you had a television show and somebody boos that line, which is funny,
right,
that you could actually have security
throw them out.
Remove those people, get them the hell out of the studio, and then go back and redo the line.
Letterman then turned to producer Maria Pope, who was on her cell phone at the time. You think you're on the phone now, he told her. Wait till tomorrow. No comment yet from Leno's camp. Dave then did an impression of Leno whining,
and it was... freaking hilarious.
Mike, help me with these lines as Jay Leno. This is Father's Day, and he called me a hump.
This is Father's Day, and he called me a hump. Except,
you
got
to picture this. It's Letterman,
Letterman doing
pretending to be Leno.
That's tough. Do that.
Yeah, I had to see it. I urge Letterman to do this every night of the week.
There's real malice there, which is great. I love that. I think that's fantastic.
So then Letterman as Leno said, I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's nice. To which Paul Schaefer replied, I didn't know you did, Jay. Now, is this similar to what we were talking about before, about when you're the underdog, it's good to talk about the guy
yes.
on top?
Absolutely. What does Letterman have to lose? Mm-hmm. I mean, for goodness sakes, when NBC bought that giant billboard in Times Square that said number one in late night,
right.
the Letterman people bought a billboard that said number three in late night that
exactly.
looked exactly the same.
Right.
Why not? What does he have to lose? People, I think, are savvy enough to know that in the relationship between those two guys,
mm-hmm.
Letterman is the nice guy, and Jay Leno is the a-hole.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, you know, when you watch that show, The Late Show, you see who the guy is that's the sneaky guy, the guy that's the paranoid guy.
Well, remember the story that we just read recently that was in Esquire magazine? It says, when Letterman has a celebrity on a show and the interview goes bad, Leno calls the celebrity the next day to say, right. I would never treat you like that on my show.
Sure.
No, I happened to catch that. I'm back in the habit of taping Letterman.
Right.
But he also did a hilarious bit where he sent Biff Henderson to work out with the Indiana Pacers.
And Biff, I mean, is a fine.
He's a winner.
He's an absolute slam dunk.
He wanted to dunk the basketball, and it was friggin' hilarious. I saw the show on Friday night.
The guy that edits those things with Biff Henderson is a genius.
And he's also done some really great survivor bets. The show a lot more the first half hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Letterman doing bits and screwing around, and he should do that. And they should kick those people out of the studio. The problem is, Letterman, because of where his studio is,
mm-hmm.
he gets all those goddamn tourists who come to town.
Absolutely, yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
You know, people who don't really watch his show
don't
or know
it.
What he's all about.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no, it was great. Urge him to keep doing it.
It's good that a hump Jay Leno.
And you should have seen Letterman pretending to be Leno.
Oh, I wish I had.
Because
really, in all seriousness, when you watch Jay Leno, who has great guests because he's out there in Burbank, he gets all the good guests, but has he improved at all? Not one lick since he's been doing the show. He's never been comfortable doing that show.
And his bits are all the same. It's jaywalking, it's Iron Jay.
Iron Jay, duh, duh, duh.
I mean, Letterman is still doing good, funny bits. Now, Letterman's show is not as funny as Conan O'Brien's show.
But how many times do you ever see, Leno get real chemistry with somebody he's interviewing, where there's any kind
Never.
Of connection?
Never.
Now, with Letterman, sometimes he gets angry, mm-hmm. and you can tell.
Bad chemistry.
And he has bad chemistry, right. but at least he has something going on. And when he gets one of those, he still has the chemistry when he gets a beautiful woman on the show, mm-hmm. when he's kissing her ass.
Yeah, he just gets a boner for her.
It's fantastic. Leno is always just so manically trying to jump in and go, let me ask you another question. Because he's so uncomfortable.
It's like when Leno says, sign my CD.
Yeah.
You know, please, that's crap. Jive.
It's crap. And, you know, in the late shift, there's that one scene. I'm trying to think who the guy is that talks about his bad interviewing, that he's doing bad interviewing. And whoever said that, his interviews suck. I can't even watch him do an interview because he's manically screaming at the guest no matter who it is.
Well, Letterman should not respond to the studio audience. And I didn't hear what you're talking about, but the smattering of booze.
Right.
Letterman should respond, and I don't know how people can get this word to him, but people like me, I watched that on Friday night, mm-hmm. and I thought, God damn, finally. This is the Letterman that I used to stay up to watch.
Yeah, when he's a little caustic and he's edgy and they're doing original stuff.
And he just doesn't care. I mean, he's goofing on Jay Leno.
Right.
That's great because you know Jay Leno will not have the balls to goof on David Letterman.
You just keep it up. Keep it up. Keep up the heat. And if he does and they want to get into a little sparring match, my money's on Letterman.
Yeah, and that won't happen because Leno knows that if it comes to being mean and making fun of people,
that's right.
Letterman will kill him.
Absolutely.
And the people who booed, I think, buy into Leno's nice act. And the people who watch Leno buy into Leno's nice act
that's
instead of
thing.
Seeing the truth.
That's just like the Rosie O'Donnell nice act. I mean,
everybody knows that she's a cunning.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well,
I mean,
Letterman's ratings have fallen back off again since he came back from the heart attack.
Yeah, but look at his show's funnier. He's doing better stuff.
Right,
you know, look at the way Leno comes out when he starts his show.
And he greets the two rows.
With that bull ass where he comes down like he really cares about people. You know, and it's really no more than going to a minor league baseball game because you know that 10 seconds before Leno's come out, they've got the guy out there with the machine that shoots T-shirts into the crowd, and
exactly.
they say, come on now, really, pick it up for Jay, you might win a T-shirt.
And conversely, when you see Letterman, when he starts his monologue, a lot of times you'll hear him say something that just he and the audience laugh at.
Yeah.
Where you know he's really had a moment with somebody in the audience, and they show the shot of the guy, which you never, ever get in that controlled Leno environment.
No, Jay Leno cannot be spontaneous.
No way.
Letterman can.
Jane Fonda says she's sorry.
Ah.
She says she'll go to her grave regretting posing with North Vietnamese soldiers for a picture in 1972.
Hanoi Jane will never forget.
The picture was taken on an anti-aircraft carrier and made it appear she was trying to shoot down American planes. That's how she got the nickname, Hanoi Jane. Fonda tells Oprah's magazine, quote, it hurt so many soldiers. She said it was the most horrible thing she could have done and just thoughtless.
Buzzy, you know what? You shouldn't have those stories like Letterman.
We had too much fun.
Yeah, Mike and I just go on too much. It's just one more story.
Okay, it has to be this one then. We're talking about that book yesterday, The Kitchen Secrets from Professional Kitchen.
Kitchen Confidential,
right.
For you to set it out for me today. I'm bringing it in tomorrow.
Well, I can't wait, but we should bear this in mind. If you think professional kitchens and professional food handlers might be less than clean in some cases, turn a camera on in your own kitchen. Scientists put cameras in 100 kitchens in Logan, Utah. They only put cameras in homes where the person who does the cooking claimed to run a food-safe kitchen. A lot of them were later caught on tape washing their hands without soap and using the same towel to dry their hands that they'd used to wipe up meat juice.
I've done that.
Yeah, I've done that many times.
One person made salad without washing the lettuce. One mother handled raw chicken and then fixed her baby's bottle without washing her hands in between. The scientists say they're trying to teach people how
I may have done that. I don't know. I swear to God, I may have done that, but I don't know.
And there may have been worse things that weren't caught on camera. The scientists say they're trying to teach people how to guard against the food poisoning that strikes 76 million of us, like me, every year.
Oh, thank you. You buzz. Thank you.
You bet.
Toe tapping touchstones right there. Time now for a call 100, please. For the love of Christ who died on the cross for your sins, be assertive.
Hey, man,
be the 100th caller right now. Good luck. 877-365-3636.
This kind of like a 5-foot fecal coil of comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Buzz.
In sports, the Indiana Pacers may soon have a new head coach. Isaiah Thomas is reportedly the leading candidate to succeed Larry Bird.
Bird's three-year contract with the team ended when the Lakers beat the Pacers last night. NASCAR's official weekly stats put Bobby Labonte at the top of the Winston Cup standings with 2,240 points.
Bobby Labonte.
Labonte. Leads Dale Earnhardt by 57 points. A congressman is asking Bud Selig to investigate whether Baltimore Orioles owner Peter Angelos has a policy of not hiring Cuban defectors, which could be a civil rights violation. Angelos denies the accusation, which he says is inaccurate and unfair. And finally, sorry, the Red Sox lost their number one fan yesterday. Elizabeth Dooley, who attended over 4,000 consecutive games at Fenway, passed at the age of 87.
She was in the stadium for about 3 days before they knew she was gone.
Ted Williams once called her the greatest Red Sox fan there'll ever be. The Fenway crowd stood for a moment of silence last night before the game, and then her team honored her memory by losing to the Yankees 22-1.
Mike has a message.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, Buzz, with that. That fart,
yes.
That Red Sox
right.
tribute fart.
That was in honor of the loss last night.
Was sponsored by the best cigar site on the planet, egars.com.
Thank you.
Oh, and you already did your sign-off,
yeah,
Buzz.
Done.
Sorry about that.
You bet.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes, gotta go now. This is tomorrow.
The reinvention of Dennis Murphy, the artist formerly known as Dennis Murphy.
It's going to be a special day for him.
Also, tomorrow, showdown, excuse me, a nice phone conversation with Leah Remedy, where we're going to ask her blessing to move on to another television show.
I think it'll go wonderfully.
Also, tomorrow, more stuff with the coroner's report and, you know, whatever else comes up. Your telephone calls, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are, in fact, call 100. Oh, and also tomorrow, we got the bots going to King's Dominion.
Oh, boy.
So we'll be hearing reports from them, and I think we're setting Joe up with the tape recorder so we can hear his wacky report on Thursday's show.
Again, to hear if he makes any new friends.
You, my friend, what is your name?
John from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Johnny, buddy, listening on good old WJFK. You have won the not even released yet two-disc DVD set of Independence Day.
Great.
ID4, now on DVD. Prepared to be blown away. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold the line, please. Once again, I was bowled over by that enthusiasm.
Oh, man, incredible.
Why'd you just F in your hat? We will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And Robbie.
Yes.
Please throw your festive crown in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
Come on.
Oh-ho! Very good. Robbie the Lip. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet.